Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
Mike Cuton.
Katrina, $1,000. Open to all legendary one way for $1,000. Mini grands include open to all streetwear, $300. And open to all runway for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center, as well as a host of other cash categories and trophies. Again, What's in the Name Part 2, Saturday, November 10th. Doors open at 8 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, the Light Box, 841 Veretto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Fathers James Icon or Fathers Rotten Prodigy for more info, or visit Facebook and the event page. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster, for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. as well as legendary Femme Queen performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, Icon, Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, the mystery Femme Queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man.
They're back.
That's right. In a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. 3 grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temperance, the overall mother Dee Dee Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, 3 grudge matches. 3 divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
Oh!
Mouth rock. European verb. You have to verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady, you're supposed to vogue like a lady, stay in one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
You already know what it is. tonight, you know, we're going to get into the scandals, you know, the scandals that, you know, weren't talked about last night, you know, because the girls joined new houses and stuff. Yeah, so let's bring the co-hosts on so we can get the madness started. Right. Hello?
London.
Yeah.
What's up, boo? It's Mark.
Hello, Mark. I knew it was you. You came on really rough. I knew it was you.
Hello.
Brother, what's up?
Are we live on the air?
We're live on
the
air.
Ginger, is that you, Ginger?
Bloody. Well, hey, everybody, I'm back. Hi.
Welcome back, brother.
Hello, welcome back.
To America.
If any of my new listeners are listening that were on a trip, hello. Thank you for tuning in. Where are we at?
You went out there and you got you some fans.
I got my breast done. I got
it
my.
It looked like you.
Oop. I got my breast
done. Wait, so
done.
You told me you went to the same person that feminine destruction went to.
You're going to leave my twin sister alone.
No, feminine, if you can call in, just let her know. Give us an update about your bag. I just really want to know. I need an update. So who should we start with first? Should we start with Mother Alamikekeko?
Hello.
Mother.
Hey,
say that again.
Hello, Devin. Where's Naima and J-Rock?
And Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Wait, hold that thought with Tiffany.
I'm on here.
Oh, okay.
Naima?
Yeah.
Oh, woke Naima. I hear, you know, you're taking your moans. I can hear it.
Oh.
Is that how we're really going to start off tonight?
Yes.
Ooh.
You know, we have to start off with a bang. You know, the girls, you know, come on.
Hold on, I got to wipe some more of the sweat away from me, from the Miss Rahi Bowl. I'm sorry.
No, but was Tempest wearing a do-rag or was that a shower cap? A gold do-rag, or was that a shower cap?
It looks like a gold shower cap, if you ask me.
Somebody wanted to know whether she was a gypsy or not. Like, was it a costume, or, like, was it
dressed? Wait, I have to look at the costume once again. I mean, was it a dress? A gown?
I don't know what it was, but whatever it was, it definitely wasn't best dressed. And she shouldn't have, she shouldn't have gotten no vote over that Chanel child with the white on.
Am I on the line?
But wait, why is it goes on the outside?
Hello. Yes,
hello,
J-Rock,
you're on
here.
The line. J-Rock?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
J-Rock, do you want us to drop down and give you 20 since we didn't answer the
Oh, she still got that ID hooked up to her.
Wait, who's that, TJ?
Oh. Did she call me TJ?
I'm out of here.
I am too.
Is that the Mizrahi, the little Mizrahi spy?
Oh.
Okay, well, let's not be all over the place tonight, honey. Let's, you know, get one thing going, then clear it.
Okay, hold on one second, y'all.
No, Naima, look who's talking about all over the place.
Right. Hold on, please.
Right. No, but, okay, who are we on first? You know, I tried to say that in the beginning, but I had to do a roll call.
Right.
Right, so should we talk about Mother Alimopeti?
Well, we were talking about this best dress category. Let's get that going, finish getting that going, and then we can move on.
So what was it like? Was it like a gel jumpsuit, and they turned it into a skirt painted
a
goat?
Because Tiffany was there and J-Rock was there. Who actually won the best dress?
Temperance won.
Temperance
won. 6, 7. No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she won.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait,
she was best
friend.
I missed it. Wait a minute. Can we recap that little sentence one more time?
She was best dressed down.
Wait a minute. You're saying that she won the category?
Yes, with that gold stocking cap.
She won the category.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought she just beat the Chanel girl. She won?
She won. It came down to the final battle, her against the Chanel. And she
won. No, but
won
doesn't it look
her.
Like, doesn't it kind of look like a koofy?
Wait a
but
minute.
How does she win with
minute.
Her hemline?
Wait a minute. How many people actually walked that category?
Hold on. Let me ask somebody.
Chanel walked it as well, and she was sitting. I'm like, what she was wearing was really nice. It was like a black and white.
But you know what I don't understand is, okay, first of all, I don't know how many people walked that category because I was not there. But looking at the pictures or what have you, what she had on, and I'm not coming for this lady, was not best dressed. Okay. And one of those pictures that it shows that the bottom of her dress wasn't even hemmed. And the hemline was coming all out, and you could clearly see that everybody in the audience was looking at her like, wait a minute. Are you serious?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, what was that?
I think that's just an exclusive piece from The Dark Floor Rises.
I don't know, but I know one thing. It was a bad stitching on the hemline where it came together at. And then that child, the Chanel child that was I think she had on white or black and white or something like that. She looked absolutely clean. She looked best dressed. Everything on her was neat. I don't know if those judges were smoking anything or what was going on. I'm not taking anything away from Temperance, but I just didn't see that outfit.
Yeah, now that I really look at it, what is the black around the sleeve area, around the, her wrist area? What is the thing right there? Is that a scrunchie?
It just gave me very cheap stretch fabric tees.
Yeah.
I'm mad y'all giving me Project Runway tees right now. I'm sorry.
Very, very Goodwill pullover, pick it out of the bin and drive off. You know, that's what the Blahniks did at the Coletti. They picked the trash and did their grandma. But,
I thought they were giving you derelict tees.
Yeah, but that category, you know, that... He's in Atlanta, and that was in Atlanta. You know, it's going to be typical.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, I got a question about
that
real quick.
There was an Atlanta panel on there.
Right. Everyone said the Mizrahi panel was a fool. So who really, you know?
So can I ask a question? Because this is one of the things that was really like. Carrying with me. Was this the Atlanta Awards Ball, or was this just...
This was the
Mizrahi for the Atlanta Awards Ball.
No,
right.
This was the Candy World
Rocky Ball.
I meant to congratulate them for giving out their money. They gave out their cash. They prove a lot of people wrong. So
yes, they did.
So congratulations for you guys giving out your cash. Killing people in the process, but still giving out your cash.
Literally. That is not a joke. I wipe some more of the sweat away from the ball.
But where's Tiffany?
Tiffany said that she's jet lagged.
Girl, I was on more planes than her. Literally.
You said what?
I was on more planes today than her. And she's jet lagged.
Well, that's because you're no never.
Watch your mouth, pumpkin.
That's not right. Let's not do that.
Okay.
Right, and I really thought about this really hard last night after the phone, after the conversation ended and everything. You know, I really want, like, at least one of the Mizrahis that read Kelly to call in and, like, publicly apologize to her because, you know, she looks a fool.
Who looks a fool?
So,
the person who read her?
So let me ask this question.
Okay.
So now that Auntie Salvin, well, he's not my auntie, but since that post was made about Auntie Salvin being back in Mizrahi, what's going to happen to the House of Allen Meekly now that he's now back in Mizrahi? Is it now just Meekly and Nicole is going to take over that house?
Yeah,
well, I think Nicole is just going to get herself a director, and the director can do...
You know, I really want to find out if it's. I just want somebody to get Salvin on here, just so we can ask him. Because you know, I'm gonna tell you something. The last time Salvin was on here, I had asked him myself. I said, you know, what made you, you know, want to open up your house now? You know, what made you want to do this decision now? And the key thing that he said was,
I didn't want to pay that $1,000 to the House of Mizrahi.
No, he didn't say that. What he said was that this was the time. He said all them other times wasn't the time. And he said, you know how you just know when this is your time, when you want to do something and you want to embark on something yourself. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, this is my time. He said, this is what I want to do. This is my project. And everything like that. I mean, he, you know, I was just like, all right. And he was all on camera. If y'all remember after Vogue Nights and stuff like that, you know, talking about, not Vogue Nights, after Jax, bald he had, you know, talking about his house and everything. So it's like,
so do we confirm?
I
want to
know
what
happened.
We need to confirm this first.
Because, I mean, I liked the idea of the Allen Meekly house because I was going to actually come up to New York and try to join and be an Allen.
I liked it that you came up with that.
I mean, Nicole put out that post. If you were interested in becoming an Allen Meekly, they were having an open house. And I mean, I was like, hey, this house could be down.
You know, this is the shit I be talking about. You know, with the Kelly and Mizrahi situation, you and Nicola, you and her go back and forth. You call her Mother Backpage, but then you want to join her house.
I mean, she would still be Mother Backpage, but I would be in a house. I would be in a house. I would be in the House of Allen.
Okay.
I would be a boy. For a change.
Right.
So, until the change.
I can't.
No, but what's another subject? So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, we got to get on this conversation. Okay, so let's talk about this Kadan and Milan situation.
Very, very nice.
Very, very. I actually listened to the show, and we're gonna get onto another thing about talking about the A-list too, because some shit happened before Jason left out of town that I think needs to be addressed. But
are y'all talking about the night that people called in and all y'all had on was porn music?
Bitch, I'm going to get into that later. I promise you I'm going to get into that later. No, I'm going to talk about something else. Let's get to the shoe thing first. Now this was a legit thing. Now, as long as I've been out in the world, I have known Kadan to, you know, turn it. This is a category that he's actually turned, and there's no shade. Now, the first part of the shade that came up was...
Hello?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, what the hell came up?
Cat got your tongue?
So this is the thing. As long as I've known the child, she's been turning her category. Now, Malai has dabbled in and out of Footnail now where not very... What's the word we would use? Successfully. But this was one of those times where you sit back and you look at it, and, you know, she went in. Now, she said she was a sore loser. My mom did say she was a sore loser about, you know, the fact that she kept getting her puss turny time and time again. Congratulations to her for winning the sex siren. No shame. Now, she went in talking about Kadan's shoes were not, they weren't real. They were made, I don't know if she was talking about they were made by Keebler Elves in the middle of the night. I don't know what the fuck she was going in on. But now there's a shoe on the A-List webpage or something. The
shoe
that
Audrey Magini type of shoe?
Yes.
I live for that shoe.
I like the shoe too. But the situation is that he accused the shoe of being a false shoe.
Right,
now,
and he went all out his way to prove that. Like,
yes, he went all the way out his way to prove it. He went all the way out his way talking about fashion or whatever, even though, you know, he fucked up the date and said that he walked a ball that didn't exist in 1999, walking for a house that he didn't belong to in that year.
Is this
again,
what I missed while I was gone?
Child, no, this is, yes, this is what you meant last night. Apparently, Milan joined Chanel in 1999 instead of 2001. She was walking a ball, she was walking the Givenchy ball in 1999. That didn't actually happen until 2001 also. But we'll get into her and her clerical errors about her and her years later. Good grief. But, you know, I want to know how everybody felt because, you know, we've had some situations going on about this shoe. Now,
well,
Rodney, for those of y'all that missed it, said Kadan will be on. He's doing an exclusive interview on Monday with Kadan, so y'all want to miss, y'all do not want to miss that. So I'm quite sure Kadan and Rodney are going to have quite a few things to say.
Well, can I ask you something? Are you, so the picture, you, so the picture you saying is in A-List is the shoe that Kadan had on?
That was the shoe that Kadan had on.
Well, wait a minute. What's he? What? Okay, I'm confused because the picture that I seen, it was two guys that was walking down the runway, and it was sort of the, it was two Milans, right? Because they both had on glasses. Which
now,
was
that's another thing about that situation. The fact that Milan got upset about Kadan's footwear was a problem, considering that Milan shouldn't have had shit to say, considering that Milan got sat by Vito Milan way before he
right,
even got
okay,
to do it
right.
All.
Okay, that was Vito. Who was that? That was Vito and somebody else that was walking down the runway, right?
That was
Vito
and
Kadan.
Mark Milan. Vito and Mark Milan.
Vito and Mark Malone, they had on the glasses and no shoes.
Right.
Right.
They look hot, both of them, too. They look nasty,
I thought they
honey.
Right.
Those glasses and no
so,
shoes.
So, I mean, and so in the process of packing last night, I caught a lot of, I'm not going to say a lot, but I caught enough to hear that something about, like, six people from one house wore the same kind of glasses, and the glasses was only $100-something. But the shoes were really nice. I mean, I like odd-looking shoes, and that shoe was kind of cute to me. But what I didn't get was that I watched a video of some store with some nappy-headed chick, and I couldn't understand the length of what people... I couldn't understand the length of what you would go through to try to prove that... To try to prove that something is not legit or whatever. I mean, it is what it is because, I mean, I've heard of girls taking real labels and throwing them in the shit that they didn't belong in.
You mean like somebody did in 2001, like they claim they didn't do it in 1999?
Okay, can we talk about, now we can still stay on this, that we can have a little rebuttal. So can we talk about the time where Milan got busted for wearing fake labels? Because if he's going to call somebody else out, then maybe he should bring back that time when they found that tag in the back of that shirt.
Ooh. Which time would that have been? Because there's been quite a few.
Oh, okay. I'm just talking about the time when he was at that little ball in Chicago, and they peeped, I mean, in Atlanta, and they peeped his tee.
Oh, that was the Givenchy ball that she claimed that was in 1999. That was actually in 2001.
Right, because the Mizrahis
were still Mizrahis in 1999. And Milan was still trying to get into Milan in 1999 with a few other people from Chicago.
Well, you know, I mean, my thing is this, you know, when it comes down, I guess, is because what the category was, what, foot eye and foot
it's
eye and belt or something, huh?
It was foot belt now.
Foot belt and eye. And foot, let me understand something. Foot belt and eye is a label?
Yes.
Category?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, either way, whether it was fake or not, Kadon, he was eating it to me. And don't get, and I'm not taking it away from Milan either. Milan was his glasses, his effect. He definitely was eating it too. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, they got their chance. You know, the man got his sense of what
and I mean, my thing is this. Now, Milan did look hot. Now, I don't have a personal problem with Milan, my ballroom problem with Milan, because I don't see, I've never seen his performance. I don't base Milan on what he does now. I base it on where I was then, and I just don't see it. But he did look hot. I will give credit when credit's due. He looked hot. It was definitely a look. But my thing is this. The thing about it is that they're both walking a label category, okay? You realize that this man didn't have on a shoe. You knew his shoe was supposedly fake at the ball. When somebody is wearing something fake, and I can remember a time Stephanie Milan calling somebody out, pegging Prada, when somebody's wearing something unofficial at a ball, you grab the microphone and you explain to the judges and the people in the ball why this person shouldn't be winning over you because their shit is fake. You don't wait until you get home and then go rampant somewhere else about the shoe being fake 2 and 3 days later.
Well, we got another problem with that.
The other problem
with that would probably be the fact that it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Consider that Milan did not lose to Kadon. He lost to Vito.
Right, but when he lost to Vito, if he was that upset.
We have a caller. Okay. I'm sorry. 718-346, you're on the air. What?
Come on.
Did she say Estaba?
Did she say Escada?
Okay, Elmo. I thought I left you on a plane.
Come on. This is, This is Rated R.
But, yeah, like I said, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Who would have let her run back up to the stage to tell somebody that she was fake? She lost to somebody else. That should not be the issue. The issue is that you lost to somebody else. It doesn't matter what the
fuck. But she had to see Kadon come out for her 10, so.
Right.
Right.
All of that, you know, she waits till she get behind the screens to pub off or go to YSL and go, come on, why are you doing all of that? You should have did it at the ball.
Exactly.
Well, if I had a child on the microphone or at a ball, man, it doesn't really, you know, the girls have repercussions. They actually have to answer to. Behind the internet.
No, they don't.
Oh, child. Well, first of all, I don't think that
all
nobody
I know is them Milan were spinning. Vito and Kadon, they were chewing it coming down there. Them glasses, them shoes, the outfits that they had on,
they
were chewing it on that floor to me. No shade.
And I have breaking news. Rico LaPerla was locked up in Miami Club this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. What did he do?
Oh, my God.
Too
my
many
brother.
Steroids.
And I must say, Didi,
no, wait, Exotic, skip the subject really quickly before I forget. Mm-hmm. Exotic was sitting, but was he sitting, was that supposed to be a clam or a couch?
I'm not for sure.
Was it supposed to be a what?
A clam
or a couch.
No, he was sitting in a chair. He was a merman.
Not a merman from Zoolander. Are you serious?
Why was there a size white sheet? What?
I have
we
no
talk
idea.
About
I
how they say he don't have
right
any teeth.
He was a merman.
Well.
He didn't have no teeth.
They said he has no teeth in the back of his mouth. So if he's sitting untold and everybody's living, how are they living so much if the child doesn't have any teeth in the back of his mouth? That's not fair.
But wait a minute, but he be smiling, though. But wait a minute.
He smiles a lot.
Right.
That has got to be a lot because he be cheesing and his teeth are straight.
Yeah, he be smiling down.
Are y'all sure?
Every goddamn picture I see,
see, this is the problem.
This is the problem that we're having in the ballroom now. Y'all look at these people and y'all judge them from the outer appearance, but y'all not sitting on the panel with some of these people getting in. Now, we just had this discussion earlier about the child's production coming out, turning it, and I absolutely live
right.
for Exotic Mowgli. I live for him. But let me tell you something. From what I'm hearing, Derek Father Chanel from Motherfucker VA was not playing when it came to Carter that night. His production was over Exotic. But y'all, listening to what y'all saying, it sounded like y'all would have gave him the vote over the child because of the production. The production has absolutely nothing to do with two kids walking up there, walking against each other for face. His production was sick. He will be remembered forever for that because everybody's talking about it. But dare y'all not judge this child because he came out as a merman or a mermaid or whatever the fuck it was.
All right, so let's go. How was what kind of production did the other child do? And I'm not talking about Exotic. What was the other production that the other child did?
Now, are you still talking about the teeth or?
No, I mean you have to stop giggling because she's right. Because child at the end of the day,
the other child didn't do a production. The only person that did a production was Exotic.
And someone said productions weren't allowed anyway.
Right. Right, but he did come out and get the production, and the production was absolutely flawless. Everybody says so. I mean, I've seen some of it online. It's over, but when it came down to two men battling for face, obviously Derek Chanel looked better to the judges. So now everybody's saying, oh, he was cheated. Y'all not basing it on that. You guys are basing it on the fact that he came out and turned that production. What is that?
Now, you have to remember, there's a difference between a production and an entrance.
Right.
That was an entrance. It wasn't a production.
He did not have a production,
right.
If you put it that way. It was more of an entrance because
he jumped
off the chair and started to crawl towards the judges.
Okay. If Gagaween, I come in on a flying broom, that's not a production. That's just my motherfucking entrance.
I came in on
a flying broom.
You better ride on that broom.
And you bitches better not steal my idea.
Child, that's how you get back from the Dominican Republic. So that's not a production.
No.
That's an everyday routine.
I'm going to tell you something, though. I've noticed that speaking of productions and entrances, it's been a lot of girls that, they lack education and they lack any type of school knowledge. That's number two. And then number three, when it comes to production and entrances and all the exits, people have definitely lost touch how to do that or what the difference between that when they come in for a category. A category may say, masculine, it may say butch queen phase, or it may say masculine phase with a production. A production means that you putting on like a slight mini play or whatever, not just somebody coming out there and don't even know the words to something that somebody's saying over a tape or whatever, and that's it. It's just like they got these half-ass
right, or even having someone else in their production and they don't know the words.
I think the situation is, but this is the thing, the idea of what people think a production is now is just coming out right before. A lot of people think the last thing that an entrance is, I should say, is just somebody coming in right before the commentator closes the category.
So what is a production to all of you guys?
Devin, go.
A production to me is... it's according to whatever the category says. Now, you went beyond and you went above and beyond what the category actually states. But you stayed in the theme of the category. You stayed in the relevancy of the category. But your interest is kind of over. You've done what you're supposed to do. This is what it is. You know, if it's, you know, if the category says money, success, fame, and glamour, you got an idea of what money, success, fame, and glamour is sitting there giving you.
Right. Naima.
To me, I'm gonna take it old school for y'all. To me, what a production is, to me, I'll say what an entrance. It kind of was both of them when she did this, but I would say Danielle Revlon coming as Barbie in the box at the Paradox in Baltimore. To me, that was like entrance/production because there was nobody else that could
give you a moment like Danielle Revlon did and some of the things that she did. That, to me, was something most memorable. When you think about memorable moments or memorable entrance into the ballroom scene, the first thing that comes to my mind is Danielle Revlon, because that was the second time I ever seen Danielle Revlon, when she came as Bobby in that box, and that bitch was motherfucking eating it in that box.
Jason?
Okay. I was a theater major, I'm going to give you both. A production is anything using a DJ, music, and choreography. That's a fucking production. If I come in there and I'm doing a scene from motherfucking the Addams Family, that's a production. An entrance is something that's going to grab your attention when I come down that runway. That's an entrance. And the difference between an entrance and a production. A production is anything that a DJ has to put music on, and there's more than one person, and you're acting out something on a stage like you're putting on a play. That's a fucking production. I was not there, so I can only go by that picture. If what he did, if they had to stop the music and put on his music and all this other kind of stuff, then that went from being an entrance to a production. But if all they did was they brung him out in that clam or whatever it was, and he wiggled and warmed like a mermaid till he got to the judges panel, then that was his motherfucking entrance.
London.
Right. Basically a production can be, you know, like 5 minutes or 10 minutes. It can be introducing you. It can be just choreography. It can be, you know, someone, you know, speaking over, you know, a scene from a movie or a song or something like that. Yeah.
Right. J-Rock.
And a production to me, overproduction was Raquel when she got the 5,000.
Right. Okay.
That
I live for that, too.
Yes.
Incoming transmission.
Who?
What?
Incoming transmission. What the fuck?
J-Rock, what's your version of production / entrance?
Well, London...
Incoming transmission.
Incoming transmission,
what the fuck,
yes.
Is this?
We are getting new shit for the season. I am living.
Wait, what's that?
There is a caller, incoming transmission, 704-907. You're on the air.
Almost.
What's up, y'all?
Who is this?
Hello. This is Marcus.
Hello. Who?
Hello, Marcus
007. Hey, Marcus.
Marcus Mitarahi.
No. Okay, well, I have a question. Okay. You guys are saying that that's a production, but how many people have been chopped for just coming out to music with no props and, you know, no type of, I guess, storyline? I guess a production is more like a storyline.
But see, that's what I said. You have to go basic by that category.
No, but do you mean like coming out just straight voguing to a regular song or something?
If you have props and you're telling
Marcus,
a story,
Marcus,
it's a production.
Marcus, before you go on, why don't you give us an example of the chop and the production that you're talking about?
He was trying to do that now. What he was just talking.
Give an example of a production.
No, that's when it was chopped in, like that you saw that, you know, was a production that was chopped.
Well, no. To me, those weren't productions. Somebody that just, what would be an example? It happens usually more for performance, like they ask for a production,
right, like Deja,
and the kids just come out.
Like when Deja did Freddy Krueger and Ashley Chopta, is that what you're talking about?
No, because to me, everybody else did the same thing. Besides, you know, Mika, that was a production, but everybody else basically just kind of came out anyway, so... let me think. I don't know what to think about it. But I had a few other questions for y'all, like, from that night. Like, you know, I was at the Mitarahi Ball, and I think, you know, it was, you know, pretty nice besides the heat. It was just certain things, like, they didn't necessarily stick to, maybe because it was, it was just too crowded or they didn't notice. When something asks for current season, what season of weather are we in right now? We're in summer, right?
We're still in summer. We're still in summer until September the 20th.
Right, September 20th, September 22nd, right?
Right.
So why were people walking in big overcoats and leather jackets?
Because
they had a death wish, first of all.
But because they just went through this at, what was it, the latex ball? with that same situation where they say in current season, and they try to say that because if you go to the stores, what's in the store right now is fall and winter. So
it's never been like that. When you walk, they sell coats. They sell overcoats in July. That doesn't mean you would wear a coat in July. That means you can buy a coat in July.
Exactly.
You always dress for the season. So even, you know, you always, I don't buy a winter coat in November or December. I buy a winter coat in July when it's all, you know, the new stuff comes out. Right, but you wouldn't put it on until it's actually weather permitting.
I remember it being from what it was told to me by Willie. Now this is just from what it was told to me by Icon. You really didn't wear anything until that, you know, that fashion week actually started. Like we know, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week doesn't start for another week or two. That's when you actually started getting being able to get away with wearing like fall fashion or wearing summer or spring fashion. That's kind of the way the ballroom went because the ballroom was so, you know, quote unquote, obsessed with fashion or whatever when they got into fashion. Nowadays, I don't really know. I would think that the girls would still keep it on point like that, but the girls are so in a hurry to work their magic that, hey, just wear it.
And you know,
no
even
shade.
If I understand if you had on like a lightweight jacket, because I mean, in certain places it could be chilly, but a whole overcoat, I mean.
Well, how the hell is it was in there? Who the hell would have
who wrote that on purpose?
Incoming transmission.
Call coming from.
What?
Caller. You on the air? 410-462.
Hello, everybody. It's Enrique Law.
Hello, Enrique.
Hey, what's up,
Enrique?
Hey, I have a couple of things about that. First, a production. A production to me, I guess you guys, I'm just coming in from Atlanta, so I guess you guys are talking about Exotic. Is that what you're talking about as far as his thing? To me, that was more so of an entrance to me. That wasn't a production. A production to me, you want to look, for example, is when Tyra Mugler walked for the $5,000 and stuff. You had people. You had all these props and stuff like that, not just the chair, but you have all these props and all these people. To me, that's a production.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? That's a production. What Exotic did was an insert, and he also made a moment. You know what I'm saying? So that was another thing. As far as the current seasons, technically, if you look at the magazine now, they're featuring fall, winter. You know what I'm saying? So technically, if you want to, because people have been getting so specific about things that it's getting to the point where you got to go buy, like if you go in the stores now, if you pick up GQ, Vogue, or whatever, they have all winter stuff in there. So technically, they're right because that's what is considered a current season. Now,
well,
if you wanted something like,
say
summer, spring, summer, because if you, cause a lot of the summer stuff can be considered spring. You know what I'm saying? So if you do spring, summer, then that could be considered out of season because it's not spring anymore. You know what I'm saying?
But Enrique, who would wear, this is my question though, who would really, although they're selling it now, who would actually, if we're following, you know, Hollywood per se, if they had an award show right now, who would be wearing a winter dress?
Well, a lot of those beaded gowns are really heavy dresses, though, for real. So, I mean, as far as the men are always in tuxedos.
Well,
so tuxedos are either all round season. But if
or
you're talking
let's
about,
say they were
like,
going to a charity dinner. Let's say it's a charity
dinner.
Okay,
a charity dinner, but, you know.
Or the DNC in Charlotte. Who you think I don't fault to have on winter clothes right now in Charlotte?
Nobody, because it doesn't say in current season. You know what I'm saying? We've gotten so asinine with sticking to the letter of the thing. If something says current season, a lot of people are going to think fall, winter. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you don't want to come down there in your spring, summer and get chopped because somebody will say it's not current.
You
know what I'm saying? Because
if you
had true fashion people up there, I'm sure somebody would have chopped somebody that would have had a summer suit on or something like that because that's not current. And I've heard that because I've been to another ball recently where that was a big thing. Well, no, that's not current because the current is actually fall winter.
I've been to balls, though, where they've chopped people for having on winter stuff and it was summer.
Oh, no.
Or
that's the thing. But that's I just wanted to put that point. But, yeah, as far as, I mean, everybody has their opinion about that. But, you know, I know people were talking about that, and that was a big thing. And so they were saying that was current is the fall, winter. But as far as the production and entrance, that Exotic was an entrance. Exotic wasn't a production. to me. That's all right, guys. I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling in, Enrique.
Bye-bye.
We'll put you back in.
Thank you so much, Enrique, because you definitely gave a perfect example. Thank you so much for that.
Incoming transmission.
Okay.
Well, God damn it, I never can say anything.
Caller. Private caller, you on the air? Private caller, once.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you calling about the ad?
We can't do that.
Where's Nicole?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Who are you?
She's her skin.
You're her skin?
This is Sheba.
Hey, Sheba.
Oh, hey, Sheba.
What's going on, everyone?
Do you have an idea of what a production is, Sheba?
Sheba, voice sound like it's about to crack over there.
Right? Like it's about to break. No worries.
Sheba, would you like to tell us your idea of a production or intro?
And change your voice.
My bag, sir.
Did you say you're a boxer?
Well... Is Marcus someone who's
right.
Something?
Right, Chambers, what's that, what's his child's name?
Sheba.
Her name is Sheba.
Yeah, back to Sheba. Back to the Shebas, Sheba.
Back to the Shebas.
London.
Is that what we doing now?
I just want to say, it's hot as the devil piss in here.
Is Marcus still on the phone?
You at the Candy World, boy?
Naima.
Okay,
yeah.
Marcus. So, Marcus, let me ask you something. Okay. Being that we were talking about the different categories and stuff like that that was at that ball or what have you, what was your take on the best dress category, and what was your take on the foot eye and what was it, foot eye and belt or foot eye and?
Foot eye.
They've never done
belt. Which best dress?
It's too many people talking. What did you say, Martin?
Which best dress? Film queen best dress or butch queen best dress?
Fem Queen.
Both of them. Fem Queen Best Dress. My personal opinion was I thought that Cookie, the Chanel girl, was more... I was basically going with the whole season thing. She had on white. To me, she looked clean. What Temperance had on probably was really expensive. It may have not looked expensive. And I think, but sometimes name matters, and that's kind of how it went, because she... You know, she got all the votes. It was the Chanel girl didn't get any votes. So, I mean, you know.
Which was crazy. So, well, let me ask you something. Being that she got all the votes and it was in Atlanta, and the Chanel child clearly.
But it wasn't,
was
that panel wasn't Atlanta people. That particular panel, you know, was a mixture, and it was all Miss Rice, and, you know, Temperance had, maybe she just had the presence of being known at that point. It was Temperance versus Cookie.
You know what, then it brings me back to this. Okay, so basically it comes down to who your girlfriends are on that panel that pushes you through. Because clearly from the panel,
I think what happens is when you're a less notable person or, you know, more less infamous person, you have to really, 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 really make a moment for you to just, to beat the favorite. And so, you know, that's just... sometimes how it goes.
But you know what
you're saying, Marcus,
what
that somebody...
Wait a minute, hold on, Devon. I hear what you're saying, Marcus, but what I'm trying to understand is, okay, that Chanel child was chewing it, okay? I hear the fact that you say, well, were you really not known like that? You know, you got to make a moment. But I'm sorry. Even though she may be known or what have you, and I'm not taking nothing from that lady. That's a beautiful lady, and I have respect for that lady. But that bottom of that dress was not him. Okay? That was not best dress. And the stitching on that dress was bunched up on the side.
Naima.
Huh?
Listen, I was there. Not only was the dress messed up, we didn't even know that was Tempers until they said her name. Her face was not on. Her hair was all messed up. I don't know if it was the heat that had it frizzed up. That shower cap was the fool.
What?
I don't understand how she won over the Chanel girl.
Do you, what you heard what he just said, though, the presence of who she is basically got her through, okay? Everybody knows who Temperance is. This is
so
very
this
obvious.
Is...
Nobody really knows who Cookie is. And Temperance's presence as Temperance Mother Blahnik or just Temperance period or whether it was Temperance Chanel they remember, but they know her. They don't know her. So this is how she won
well,
over
I
the
don't
girl.
Care whether she is known or not. The category, is, let me tell you, and I'm not being shady, and I'm only being real.
I know you're not. I know you're
the
not.
The category is called, hold on here, the category is called best dressed. If I am sorry whether she's known or not. That Chanel child, she was in season. Everything was on point with her, with her dress, with her tailoring, and everything. You're not going to sit on this phone and try to pacify and make no doggone excuse because this lady is known that they pushed her through. Look at the pictures and look
but
at the
Naima,
videos.
But Naima, do you
that's
not see,
not
come on,
excuse.
Naima, let's not be naive. Do you
okay.
not believe people
that's
have
not.
Won just based on their name? They
well,
might have not eaten
right
it. It's just, I mean, it happens. So, unfortunately, I mean, how do I say that? That comes with the good, with the bad. I think there are going to be times where you win balls that you shouldn't win, and you're going to lose balls that you shouldn't lose. And at the end of the day, you know that walking into the ballroom scene. You're taking that
right.
chance.
I know I
so,
have. It's no shade.
Okay,
you know,
hold on.
I think that, let me tell you something. For the amount of money, and you know, and I'm going to leave it alone after this. For the amount of money, okay, that was being put up at this function, I would think that the judges would have a little bit more decency and had their eyes open just a little bit more and move the whole favoritism aside, oh, that's my girlfriend, oh, I know her, whatever like that, and let's judge this category for what it's supposed
well, I have a
to
question,
be.
Naima. Do you not think those people might have thought in their head that they were picking who they thought were the best person, or you think they knowingly thought that the other girl was more done, but they picked Temperance because it was Temperance?
They
really...
were just following majority vote.
Right.
That's how it goes.
No, because
it
went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, I mean,
so, that's how it
right.
is.
So the first two people influenced?
Yes.
Okay. How many judges were on that panel?
At one point it was 7, and I think it went to 9.
So that category,
yeah,
how many
it,
judges
was
were on the panel?
On that panel.
I think it was 7
at one
on
point.
Because I think she, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, I mean, well, there might have been 9.
But you know what?
I guess she...
No, but you know what? That's why I like people like Greggy Bitsu when he's commentating. He will call the judges out on their bullshit, and he will reiterate, this is best to rest. That's him.
But,
that
hold
everything.
On, but this is the point. I don't like when commentators do that because that's not your job. It
right.
Basically, you're trying to influence your decision, your opinion on
right.
the judges. I mean, that's still your opinion.
That
you may find man. Something, you know... That's not a commentator's job. You may find something that you see that's just blatantly just disrespectful to you. You know, it's almost like when it's Vogue Femme. You may prefer the soft and cunt over the dramatics girl, and if they were close, or, you know, if the battle was close, you're going to pick the soft and cunt because you
soft
like the soft and cunt girl.
Back.
Right.
No, and that actually has happened.
All
Milan,
right.
Like, Milan's done her second award.
All right. Enough for this topic. That's what the thing was for. I'm not really in.
Well, let's move on to the mailbag dress, Marcus.
Before we move on to the
I mean, because,
dress,
okay, right, because,
Marcus.
I mean, right, because that was going to be my next thing, that if it's fair that if Milan, or, I'm going to use Milan. Milan walking down in a trash bag, and literally a trash bag, or a potato sack. Because he's Milan, and J-Rock came walking down, and you pick a label, and J-Rock came walking down, and J-Rock was done to the nine, and Milan had on a trash bag and potato sack on his head. Because nobody knows who J-Rock is, it's fair to just say, okay, well, that's Milan. Give it, even though he dressed like a potato sack in a trash bag, let's give it to him.
That's not no.
I don't think no one's saying it's fair, but it happens.
It happens.
That
yeah,
would
like
not
it's
happen.
Just a part
and
of the
that's
game.
The
like
the analysis system. If you
well,
really
then I'll wait
for
the state
done.
Of emergency, because then that'll be something that we talk about on the state of emergency.
Incoming transmission.
Okay, I need to see what that number is. Just a second.
Incoming what
caller? I guess it's the. Oh, yeah. Switchboard, you going to do that. 347-426. 347-426.
It's Keisha.
Hey,
where
Keisha.
You been?
What's
okay.
Hey, I've been stressed, working, depressed. Been going through a lot of my job.
Maybe as somebody that works in the hospital, let me just give you a word of advice. Chew it up and just keep working.
Mark, it's not that easy, because when you're black and you're male and you're gay, you already know. It's three strikes already.
I know,
and
boo, but I mean,
easy.
Like, if this is your bread and butter, before we even move on to what you got to say, if this is your bread and butter and this is all you got for the time being, if you look
right,
like, don't look. But if this is it, baby, don't do it.
No,
don't
I understand. This is why I'm, you know, I understand what you're saying.
But
you
know what? Fuck what people think. Like, do you?
Right.
How y'all doing today?
Right, we good. How you doing?
I'm gonna give you my real voice. I'm gonna give my alter ego. How y'all doing today?
We good.
All right, I'm gonna go back.
Keisha, no,
yes.
I'm going to need to know your alter ego name. I can't call you Keisha.
yes, we can.
The reason why I call is because y'all already know that if they don't know who the fuck y'all are, and you walk aboard or get someone who they know who they are, you know what's gonna happen. You already know. There's so many talented people that got shut down because they were a nobody in the ballroom scene.
Hold on, Keisha. Let me just put it like this. I'm gonna make it real quick and easy breezy. I have voted against some of the biggest names that y'all see as legends today. I mean, mini balls, major balls, whatever the case may be.
Mark, I'm sorry, you should be in the house of what?
I'm in the house of Ebony. I used to be in Infinity, though, and I used to be in LaBeija.
Wait,
but I have voted against some of the biggest people in the ballroom scene, and I know that I can vote. I'm not going to say, oh, I know I beat them, or I know I vote better. But make a long story short, I have lost countless times to Atoro, to Malachi, to Foxy, to this one, to that one. I have lost, and I have lost, and there's never been a time where I couldn't look at any of these people and say, hey, what's going on? It is a ball. You are going to, like Marcus said, you take the good with the bad. Unfortunately, these people were walking a little bit more than I was, and they were a little bit more social. Unfortunately for me, and fortunately in my way, I was in the house of LaBeija. We weren't allowed to hang out with certain people because that's just who we were. I mean, we weren't fab to other people, but to us, we were. So we didn't mess. They couldn't sit with us. But at the same time, we had a good time with everybody, the bazaars, everybody, we battled. You take the good with the bad and the ugly, because the ugly part about it is when you get up there and you vote your heart out and you are chewing it and you are spinning, you know that dip was on in that pose, you lose to the big name, because this is the person that won the last four. This is the person that spent all the year. This is the person that's been walking since 95, 96. You're going to lose sometime. A lot of times you're going to lose. You got to get past it. You just got to
right, but it's not all the time, because there was recent, I don't know if it was recently, but Aruna Swiss won over Mercedes at, was it a First Fridays?
Yeah, I mean, that also happens as well. I mean, I've seen a lot of people come out and overturn certain things when certain things go on. But at the same time, like again, with Temperance winning over the girl, yes, to a lot of us, it was a fucking fool. But at the same time, she won because she's Temperance. Everybody knows Temperance. Nobody really knows Cookie. So, unfortunately, she won over her.
Incoming transmission.
I think, oh, jeez. Okay.
Mark, okay, well, Mark.
6, 7, 8.
Wait, I'm not
six,
finished.
1, 2.
Before the,
incoming transmission.
For the number out.
Incoming
before,
transmission. Incoming transmission. Incoming transmission.
Oh, God.
Incoming transmission.
6, 7, 8, 6, 1, 2. You're live on the air.
This show is boring as fuck.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Shit. Why?
Well, hang up.
We didn't know this.
Well, who are you?
What do you need us to do?
Why? What should
we
do?
Well, I'm sorry, we can't always be reading somebody or cussing somebody out. Sometimes we want to have, this is the daily show. This is
him. Yeah,
and we still got a lot of time left. Go sit your ass down. Next caller.
But we read you, sounding like you got a snuffle up against in your throat.
Okay, let's go.
But no, Keisha, go along.
Okay, I've walked against people, and I've lost because of the fact that they were like legends and they were more of people who they know. I was always the type that I always brung it, but I wasn't the it, like who is, you know what I'm saying? And it's frustrating. Yes, it's frustrating when you know you brung that shit and you knew you should have won, but because of the other person and the person in the ballroom scene knows them, they're going to give it to them.
I've been in battle before. I listened to you.
Wait a minute, Mark. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. When you're in a certain house, that plays a big part, too. Because once you leave another house to go to another house, you see how much respect you get. And then when there's people backing you up, then you notice how the vote starts coming towards you also. Sometimes you could be a fat bitch, but if you're in the wrong house, you will always be a non-factor. Once you go to a certain house and get the better support, then they start looking at you. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you one bitch. God bless her, Alora. Alora used to get chopped every motherfucking week. Always get chopped. Always. But Alora, she got into a certain house. She was doing her thing, and Alora was winning consecutively.
When she went to Jordan.
But before she became a Jordan, she was doing her thing, but because of who she was and what house she was in, they was chopping her. Soon she became a Jordan, it was like, oh, she was getting her life.
She got her life. Let me tell you the first time Alora got her knife. You remember that night at the Y? I believe it was the Y.
No, I'm going to tell you, I remember at the clubhouse when she was a butch queen. She
right.
was doing dramatic, and he was getting chopped. All of a sudden, Alora was getting her life, and I'm like, I remember her when she was not getting, they didn't see her. And
no,
all of a sudden.
She came to the ball and she walked performance with a little bit of hip hop. That was the night that she really got her life. They really came off of her.
Right. And my point is, like you said, Mark, it's like you could be you could have your shit together, but if they don't know who you are, you're just like a non-factor.
That's true. It's very true. It's not everybody, but unfortunately for some judges, like who? Child, give it to Kevin, or give it to Toro, or give it to Pony. You know what I mean? I've seen it. It happens. But
and
if you, like,
I must
if
say,
you love to Vogue, you'll still go out there every week, every other month, every third month, whatever the case was back then.
And I'm going to say this. I was watching the tape, and I'm not going to say who. I was watching an icon on the judges panel, and the person who was walking was a legend, walking against somebody who is like a non-factor. And if you look at the routine, you will know that the non-factor ate it, but you know that person gave it to the other person. And I'm saying to myself, this is why the ballroom scene is the way it is right now, and this is why it will never change, because people are not being straightforward and honest about the situation. If the other person served, give it to that person, because you can't always win.
But you know what? You know what? I think in the future, do you guys think in the future the ballroom is going to turn into the Hunger Games and the girls are going to be killing each other to win categories?
Like they're already doing it?
I think later on in the future with these legends and icons, and once the people that are legends now become icons, I truly believe that these younger generations, Baby Hurricane and all of these little people, the Drags and Jasmine and all these people, this is when the shit's going to get real.
Mark, no, I don't. No, Mark, no, I don't. No, 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 no. Mark, I seen these soul wannabe up and coming, and I see them on the judges panel, and they're biased. They are biased. They're just as bad, because I've seen it. And this is why Kelly goes off, too.
I didn't say
that
it was going to be so.
Oh,
said,
it's
going to
be worse.
It's going to get real.
Mark, I don't think so. I don't think so, because I'm telling you, a lot of them are rebellious, and a lot of them are like, you know what, when I was there, y'all didn't see me, so now I'm going to get what I want. Now I'm a legend, so now I'm going to give y'all what they gave me when I was a non-factor. That's how they be thinking.
Then it's going to be the battle versus, you know, the icons and, you know, the younger.
I don't think that it's going to be that way. What I think it's going to be is what it's always been. This is a hazing process. Y'all have to understand, we've been going through this hazing process. We always say, and everybody says the same thing, you got to realize, this was said 10 years ago when I was coming up. Oh, well, girl, when I become a legend, I'm going to do yada, yada, yada. I look at these people sitting on the panel, they still do, the people that I came up with, they doing the same thing that their predecessors were doing. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
But this is, like I said, this is a process.
But
you get hazed, you got to come
it's
up.
It's just fun.
You got to come up. I'd rather, but this is the thing. I don't want to give it to me easy. I can respect it when it's being done. I can understand I'm not going to beat out. I'm not going to beat out an Andre or a Jose or a Derek or, you know, I'm not going to beat out anybody. I'm not going to beat out no well-known New Way kid. I look like a fucking fool, even if I did serve. Even if I say, like, for instance, if I gave Aviance a motherfucking war to the floor, we know that that's unlikely. But there is no way in the world somebody's going to give me a vote over Aviance.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not going to happen. I don't give a fuck if I dislocated every bone in my body. That's not going to happen.
Can none of you guys say that you wouldn't vote for your girlfriends on a panel?
I'm going to tell you one thing. I've been on a panel at a mini ball more than once, and I have voted over girlfriends and house members more than once. It is just not going to happen with me. If it's fair, it's going to be fair. If it's not, it's just not. I will vote for my girlfriend, but if my girlfriend is not chewing it better than her, I'm not giving her my vote. And
I've done the opposite.
And Devin, I don't think they wouldn't have voted for you because there's a lot of sitting icons nowadays for realness and, you know, things of that.
But I'm going to tell you one thing. If judges were more, if we had more judges like Stewart or like Cabbage on that panel, then whether you was in their house or not, honey, if you weren't chewing or whatever and they didn't see it, they will pick over you or what have you. I think things would be a lot more fair. And people would have a better chance at some things. And that best dress category would have been a prime example.
I've done.
Have their own minds on that panel.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a house ball. So ain't no, for me personally, you're not supposed to be any more unbiased than your own panel, than your own family sitting on your panel.
Yeah. Well,
and
I wanted to congratulate the people who did win the House of Revlon.
Yes,
congratulations.
Yes.
Right, congratulations.
The House of Blahnik.
The House of Blahnik. Congratulations to them. And the House of Balenciaga. I heard they came to play.
J-Rock hasn't said anything. J-Rock?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Where's J-Rock?
Lately, I've been watching a lot of female figure performances, and I want your opinion. Who are the hot girls today, female figure performance, in your opinion?
And you already know, Asia Balenciaga.
Yes!
Veronica,
Mark, keep going.
Asia Balenciaga, Veronica Mugler, Star Revlon.
Mark, you're saying all the ones. Mark, we must think alike, because those are my favorite. And I don't think they get the life that they deserve.
They don't get the life that they deserve.
I'm sorry.
All right,
Keisha.
All right.
Calm down, honey. It's all right.
Keisha,
you're smoking on Keisha.
Huh?
Star Revlon, she came a long way. She used to get chopped.
Yeah. London, I agree. I agree. When I first saw Star, I'm like,
tell you something. One more bitch, though. That motherfucking bitch, Miss Deja, name is
But she's been
that
she,
motherfucking whore. It's nasty.
Yes, but where's she been? I'm talking about the girls
right
now.
She comes and she goes.
And Tamara's another one.
Tamara Prodigy.
Another.
Yes.
I think she's underrated. But Star Revlon, you got to get into her performance. That bitch tells a story, and she'll have you thinking of coming.
Yeah, she really. And
you know,
one night I saw her in Laomi. Her and Laomi got into it one night at and Vogue Night Baby. I was
y'all
like,
got that
yes.
other child who's a con, the one that walked real in the chair.
Oh,
Davina.
No, I ain't talking about.
Davina, she's another one.
She likes to play.
I'm talking about the other one, or she an icon. She likes them.
China.
I love her.
Damn.
Her.
It's, you know what, and they're not kidding. I wish that they will do it, you know what I'm saying, as far as the Butch Queen concerned. But, baby, when I tell you Kristen Cunt is back with some of them females.
Well, you said her name
do
is
we
Jasmine?
Have a caller?
You said her name is Jasmine?
Jasmine Cunt. She used to be an
Jasmine
icon.
Jasmine Cunt.
She a con now.
Yeah, but she likes getting short, right?
We got somebody in queue, or somebody should be in queue.
There's a couple of them.
Okay.
Switchboard. Oh my God, Mom!
Do we have an incoming?
The same one I see. I can't.
Oh,
that's
shit.
How I like to play. That's how I know. I know.
Mark, wait a minute, Mark, can I ask you a question? What era are you in?
I'm from the 90, I would say from the 98 to 2005 era. Only because I started playing in like the end of 98 and then I didn't really come out to 2000. But I'm from the basic 2000. If you want to get into real voguing, like just constantly walking is when I did, it was 2000 to 2005.
Mark, are you Mark Ebony?
Ours is 98. Though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you a clip that I walk. I'm gonna tell you who I am. I walked against 2006 Pooh Herrera. It was bringing like Laura Croft. Check that clip.
Okay.
What, boo?
Okay.
I know you wonder who Keisha is.
Hold on,
ooh.
Keisha, what ball is this?
Mark, I'm gonna need to talk to you offline. I'm gonna talk on it because I'm gonna know who I am.
What?
I want to know who I am. I'm supposed to be a secret.
But Keisha, I'm looking up the clip now.
You're supposed to be a secret, Keisha.
Be quiet.
No, well, she didn't have to be a secret because I'm pretty sure we battled before because I've heard that voice yell before.
Okay, y'all need to be checking the queue for a 313
okay,
number.
Okay, yeah. 313. Oh.
Switchboard is there, 313.
4773.
Or 976.
Did you say 976?
Did you just say 976?
That's that the chat line y'all going
on. About that earlier.
That's that the chat line y'all
going on. Naima, the girl said you give Long John Silk.
Oops.
You bitch, don't like I'm about to swing this shit outside in the rain.
I miss my Dominican poppy.
Already?
All right.
Well, I don't got time for that.
Right. So, Jason, were you climbing coconut trees and banana trees?
Right. How was your trip?
Well, I was going to give a recap once we all finished this stuff, but, I mean, let's just say a couple of times the bitch woke up between two dudes and I was like, and who are you?
can somebody try to get a hold of Wiz Belvin again? Or somebody from the Alameda family to give a rebuttal?
What are they rebuttaling?
Mark.
London.
Yes, London.
Latex Ball 2006 Pool versus question mark.
London.
No, yeah, J-Rock, you're here.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, God damn. I mean, y'all asked me a question. Mark came in. I mean, Marcus came in and cut me off, and then it never came the fuck back.
Right.
That was
J-Rock.
My fault.
Yeah.
Keisha, don't be so mad.
Hit me up
J-Rock.
On Facebook and request me because I'm going to put you in the tea party room. You have been an avid listener to our show. And
no,
it
but
is
wait,
only
J-Rock, what were you saying?
I was trying to give y'all my dues, what I liked and what I did not like. About my coma that I almost went in Saturday.
Jason,
okay,
what's your Facebook?
Jason,
okay.
Hi. Incoming transmission.
Thank you.
Okay, listen, somebody got to be muted. There's too many people on here, honey.
No, a lot of people have to be muted.
I'm glad it ain't me this time.
J-Rod, go ahead and tell what happened down there, your experience at that ball, and then, you know, everybody else can y'all sideline that, sideball that.
What?
Okay. Do y'all hear feedback in my phone?
No.
No.
I hear
okay,
a fan.
No, that's the road. Now, look, what I did like about the ball is that a lot of people showed up from all around, and they really brought it. They really was coming. The kids came out to play. Even in the heat. I also like that Asia Balenciaga soft and cut is fucking back. That girl ate, I don't care what they say about Skittles, bitch, Asia ate that film queen performance. And she sexy down. I like that, but other than that, let me tell you what I didn't like about Saturday. First of all, this ball gagged the fuck out of everybody. It said it was going to start at 5 o'clock, it started at 12. I wanted to get a piece of hot Atlanta. I didn't get a piece of hot Atlanta. I got a piece of hot Mizrahi ball. Got dehydrated. Me and Tiffany sweating like two fat bitches in a fucking goddamn inhale. Satan couldn't even walk in that motherfucking ball. It was hot. It was hot. Bitch, I almost fell off the fucking runway from dehydration. bitch, I lost $300, and I know that those motherfucking queens took it, and I better not find out who took it, or it's going to be some
motherfucking
problem.
Oh, that's Mark Infinity.
How did you lose $300?
Child, deliriousness.
So, J-Rock, did you wear tight leather pants so you couldn't feel your wallet or something?
No.
I made sure
that I did not have on any leather pants or anything like that. Now, the second night on the, at the Rumble Balls, it was freezing motherfucking cold. So they went from hot, hot, hot to freezing cold. Otherwise, they didn't catch pneumonia in Atlanta.
I'm still not understanding how you lost $300.
And everything. And it was, and like you said, they were freaking people over other people. The panel was shady because that drag ruined this category, and that big girl and that big bush, the big girl bush queen and drag category. You cannot tell me that Friday Ebony did not win that category. She sent all those girls packing, and then when the Revlon girl got up there with her lollipop and her Bruce Wayne chin. she set my sister down, and I don't understand that. When the lights came up and we went outside in the morning, they looked like Lawrence Taylor peas. How you gonna put Lawrence Taylor over fish?
But they gave she processed 15 girls.
Who?
The Revlon girl.
She didn't sit no more. Oh, Prada Ebony sent the girls packing, and then when it came down to the final two, it was Prada Ebony against the Revlon child, well, the Revlon girl, and they gave it to the Revlon girl. And for some reason, it came down to Prada Ebony and the Revlon girl three times in a row this weekend, and they gave it to the Revlon girl. And I'm like, are y'all not looking at Lawrence Taylor in a wig? Do y'all not know who Lawrence Taylor is?
Well, not if she doing drag,
then. Well,
you know,
like.
The Butch Queens to know about football.
I can't.
I quit.
Well, shit, she looked like a motherfucking linebacker to me. Or a center, for that matter. She looked like a center.
So basically, you lost the $300 when you brought the trade back to your rum.
He got you. He got your eyebrows.
No, it was that stern walk. It's that stern walk. It can shake your pocket.
Yeah. The film queen band strikes again.
No, that's another thing. I didn't even have time to play with no motherfucking trade or nothing like that because why? The ball lasted till fucking infinity. And then I had to fucking go home and go.
Incoming transmission.
All right. You got your VD shot.
Get the hell off that motherfucking phone.
Caller, you're there. 704-907.
Oh, it's Marcus again.
Oh, shit, that's unfortunate.
Is that the same number you called before?
I have a question for Marcus. Okay, can I? Well, go ahead, I guess.
Okay, Marcus. When you were talking about production and stuff, I heard you when you was about to come in and you were talking about it. I got a question for you. Say, for instance, that it does not call for production on the flyer. It does not call for a production. And they're going to give out a coin for that production. Do you think that somebody that do not bring a production should get shot if it did not call for a production?
No, but I honestly think productions hurt more than they help when a production isn't called for. I honestly think the judges should score what's in front of them. So if you do a production and you do a half-ass production, but you did something that wasn't required, I think you should get chopped. Because you tried.
Because the reason why I'm asking is because at the Jingle Ball, you chopped some kids because they didn't have a production and they was not told to bring a
that
production.
That wasn't a production. That would have been my perfect example. It called for a production. It was for $1,000. And you actually had to bring it, like, in honor of someone. You know, in honor of a Butch Queen Vogue film. Did it? So, first off, Butch Queen Vogue film. Vogue film is not female figure performance or film queen performance. Butch Queen Vogue. So, if you didn't bring it like a Butch Queen, you should have been chopped. But I don't know in Texas if Vogue film and performance mean two different things. But Vogue film.
No, the actual category was Butch Queen Vogue film. And it said bring it like your favorite Butch Queen legend.
It said Vogue
film legend. Bring it like your favorite legend. They were allowing the guys to bring it like film queens off, but they said just bring it like your favorite legend, and we have to know who you are.
Well, that wasn't why I shocked them. I shocked them because it wasn't a production. They didn't have any props. They didn't know if they had words. They didn't know the words. Huh?
But it did not call for a production.
It did call for production.
No, it didn't. That's why I got up and I started yelling. And I told the male, how the fuck are you going to let somebody run your ball? It did not call for production.
But he told us it did. Because, I mean, so, hold on. Nine people went with production and one person didn't.
That's what I'm saying. We did the ball up together. This was from our house. It was our house ball. He didn't call for a production, so maybe that's
so
what.
So nine people did
the,
a production that wasn't required, and then one person went without production.
There you go. That's what
okay,
I'm
regardless.
That's what I'm
okay, listen to this. Regardless of whether or not it called for production, he chopped him because he did not think it was a production. So this is our perfect example of how boardroom comes with the good, the bad, and the ugly. He didn't chop him because it called for production. He didn't bring one. He just didn't think his production was that great.
I also chopped a lot
great.
Of people because they wasn't voting for $1,000. When you
right.
To me, $1,000 means you are the elite among the cream of the crop, and it used to mean something. They wasn't voting like they wanted it. Honestly, LaMail should have kept his $1,000 that night. LaMail told me, you know, he was
incoming,
like, you know, don't worry about it. I want to get the money out.
Okay, hold on. There's a call.
Sorry.
443-529, you're on the air. 443-529.
What's up, people? Hey, this is Father Tony. There's two people on the phone.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, it was somebody was saying something about drag's realness.
J-Rock,
they
go Tony.
J-Rock?
Yes?
What's up, J-Rock?
What's up?
Okay, I was saying you said something about drag realness, about some law and shit.
Some who shit?
You said about the drag, okay, to make a long story short, about the red long girl.
Yes, what I said about drag realness, I said that it came down to Prada Ebony and the Revlon girl that won three times this weekend, and I
with
do
three,
not understand.
With three different set of judges. With three different judges. So what's the problem? It was not the same judges, and it was two different nights also.
Well, three different nights.
If it was three
different nights. It was two categories on Saturday and one category on Sunday.
There were two categories on Saturday, which were two sets of different judges. She also won Sunday. But it was another set of judges when it was not the House of Mizrahi. He's judging Sunday.
Well, bitch, I don't know what kind of fees they're doing in Atlanta because that girl is not realer than that child that was up there next to her.
Well,
is she known? Is that a known Revlon or something?
No, she's not known.
Well, yeah, I guess I don't know what the fuck is real because that shit don't look real to me.
You said that's your opinion, though.
And it gagged a lot of people at the bar. That's what I'm saying. It was people in the audience like, what the fuck? They weren't even Ebony. They was at all the other tables saying, what? Everybody was gagged, so I'm like, wait a minute. Every time it happened, everybody did the same thing, like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Let me explain this to you, J-Rock. Everyone has the right to their own opinion. What you think is not real, somebody else thinks is real. It's just like as many times that I think that people shouldn't win, they do win. You know, and that's other people's opinion. People that walk sex on me, I don't think half of the motherfuckers. It's sexy, but they win.
You can say that again, Father Tom.
Okay.
Sure.
You better know.
Well, see, wait a minute, hold on, because it comes down to another thing when it came down to that. I say,
wait,
Tony hit real girls on his
realness. I also see people that walk realness that look like fucking faggots.
Hey, amen to that. Amen.
Child,
I also want to say this. You also got Fem Queen Realness, people that's legendary that walk around here with fucking Adam's apples. So what you're saying?
Adam's apple, motherfucker.
Okay, I mean,
overpumped
no
ass cheeks, girl
that's
sitting right here
saying.
Looking
you
like
take
Serge
the good
Monkey.
With the bad. I mean, some people just look at things and you look at it from the audience like, ugh. But they like a work, and you be
well,
like,
child. Tony, you pick real fish on your handle, did you not?
Yes, I did.
And did they not chop the girl?
I think half of the girls that y'all, J-Rock, would have gave his 10 to got chopped at my ball by straight people.
Right.
Sometimes if it's clockable.
And also, the one that's known for Sim Queen Realness got chopped at John Ye ball.
The people that I gave my 10 to can pass through the project and stand on the corner with the other real fish. That's who I give my 10 to. If you look like my mama or you look like somebody in my hood that can walk with regular fish in the daytime, not in the bathroom, but if I turn up the motherfucking lights and you look tough, bitch, I'm going to give you your 10. But if I just clock you in the dark as well as the light, no, ma'am, you don't get 10 from me.
I have seen so many people, J-Rock, I've been in this thing for 27 years, that I don't think they have Sim Queen faith. I don't think they have realness. I don't think the Butch Queens have realness. I don't think they're sexy. I don't think the Vogue Femmes is doing Vogue Femmes. I don't think the Twisters are doing twist shit. The ballroom scene is fucked up, and people have the right to their opinion. So therefore, I'm not upset at you, but I mean, they said the same shit yesterday. People, I mean, hey, she won.
So let me ask you something, Tony. Being that you said that it's a lot of people that you don't feel as though that are real, that are sexy, just doesn't, you know, make the cut for you. Will you agree or not agree that you've been on the panel and have given people who you feel as though that wasn't, you know, of the category they attend and still made it through?
I'm gonna say this to you. Politics is politics. People, when I chop people, when I give other people my 10 that's not icons or legends, they get upset. I don't got time for that bullshit. That I try my best to judge fear. And when I don't judge fear, they got something to say. When I do judge fear, they have something to say.
Incoming transmission.
Wait a minute, Robertson. We have a caller. Hey, just a second, Tony.
Wait a minute. I want to finish hearing what Tony said before you bring that caller on. Finish what you were saying,
and then,
Tony.
And honestly, that's why Caesar and I get ready to do a talk show with Tony Revlon, keeping it real. And on that show, anything anybody asks me is, if someone asks me on that show who's not real, who's not a legend, who's not an icon, I will be telling them.
Yes.
Anything that anybody asks me, I'm going to keep it real. I don't care who feels about it.
Tony, stand right there. Tony, Father Tony, stand right there. I'm going to take this call because 843-870.
Hey, this is Keisha. Okay. I have a question for J-Rock. Hello?
What's going on, Keisha?
You was making comments like, after the drag realness is not real, and you saying that you supposed to look like your sister or your cousin. One thing I've been knowing about Africa since the day that she first came into the ballroom scene is everyone looked at her as a femme queen, and then she turned around and came back, and everyone see her as a boy, and then started getting dragged. So now she's getting her life, and now she's winning. People is reading her again. Why y'all just won't come up off of this lady? This lady, everyone, when she first started doing drag, because she was a junior femme queen, until she, everyone started seeing her as a boy all day, and that's what a butchman in drag is. You walk around as a boy all day, but when you ready to get dressed, you do it for the ball. She is considered a butch queen in drag, and she looks like a femme queen. That's over. How can y'all read her?
Yeah, I really don't read the Butch Queen and Drags. I mean, it's either you're a pretty Butch Queen and Drag or you're not. But the real category is Butch Queen and Drag. So I think the bigger part is you being able to transform. I think that's the bigger part of it all. I don't really look at it that way. Not that. Fem Queen realness, yes, but that, no.
Yeah, and whoever talking right now, that is 100% right. You have a lot of Butch Queen and Drags realness girls that walk out here every day, but they dress like that. Every day they're gonna work like that. Every day, that's not a butchering and drag. That's not a butchering and drag. They use for to only get in drag for the ball,
right.
Not an everyday life you're living. That's not
right. It's a transformation, not a lifestyle. Fem Queen is a lifestyle. The butch queen
exactly.
And drag is a transformation. It's not
exactly. We've changed
exactly.
The standards for so much bullshit, and now we just like you got a problem with. Realness with a twist. A bunch of boys stole it, like I keep saying it. The boys stole a motherfucking baseball cap and a book bag, and because they go off to school with real estate,
yeah, but let's
they
just keep
right
it 100%. Let's just keep it 100% real, okay? If you were around in the time of 2005, 2006, these same realness with a twist kids was walking dramatic Vogue femme and
correct.
Soft and con.
Correct.
So
they
this
were,
is not realness
they,
anymore. They never walked realness before because you never seen them walk realness. They're
oh,
not
yeah,
going to walk
realness.
They
started pulling this bullshit.
The only realness
they're
going to walk
incoming transmission.
And then also you got the twisters that honestly could win over some of these Vogue femmes. That's not realness with a twist.
And they do win over them, and femme queens as well.
Right.
And, you know what, Tony, I'm glad you're on this line because I want to ask you something. Being that you are an icon and that you are a judge, I want to ask you a serious question. Now, y'all brought up realness with a twist, all right, and you just made the comment that, you know, a lot of these people that's doing realness with a twist, they need to be chopped because it's really Vogue femme. But now, you've been on the panel, and you have given these people who give you very Vogue femme teas, and he's supposed to be running this with a twist, you have given them their femme. So
okay, I left off the scene for 3 years. I came back to the scene. The whole scene was totally, totally different. If I start chopping everybody, only one that's going to pay that price at the end of the day is going to be my house. You know, but everyone, all of them judges know that they are not twisted. They are really Vogue femmes. You know, and honestly, the one I see that's really twisted is the Aga Chow, Buffy Revlon, and Kevin Aga also. They, to me, are the real twisted. Because when they Vogue, they don't look like a professional voguer.
And they walk realness. They walk regular realness categories as well.
Right.
Exactly.
That was the thing for me. It was never about realness with a twist. I always
right.
say it, it was never about realness with a twist.
Realness with a twist kids can't do that. They only walk the realness.
Incoming transmission.
Keisha,
okay,
you're back.
So then, Tony, being that you
Hold on, Keisha's back.
So, Tony, being that you are who you are, and you know, and even though you may have went away from the scene and you came back, but now you're back on the scene and you're back on the scene strong and hard now, why don't you make an implement to these people who look like, you know, that they are Vogue femmes now, for them to transition over to the Vogue femme category? Because to me, sitting there looking at Realness with a Twist and then go at Butch Queen Vogue Femme, it's just like, come on, these girls need to go on over there and cut this category to where it needs to be.
And that's why, to my knowledge, Selvin and Jack supposed to be making Twisted and Twirling. They're supposed to be coming out with a whole new category. You know,
okay,
Twirling.
Go ahead, Tony.
So therefore, whenever Jack and Selvin start that, I guess that's when they're going to start separating the real twisters from the professional twisters. But honestly, exactly what you said, they should be walking Vogue femme. Like, if y'all want me to start chopping them motherfuckers, oh, I will chop them.
I mean,
they
I
need
think
to
I
be
would
chopped.
Want somebody that's
okay,
going, you know what?
Can
I would
hold
want
that
somebody
thought
that's
going to
stand up for what the category
hold,
is.
Devin, hold that thought because there are callers in the queue. Go ahead, switchboard. Keisha.
Okay, I have a couple of comments. The drags realness category, the way how you really dissect that, you come as a boy, so all the girls with the weaves and extensions, that would eliminate them. Drags realness should be you're a boy a day, and when you come to the boy, you're a drag queen. It shouldn't be 24/7 you in drags. That's not drags, realness. Or butch queen and drags. I'm sorry, butch queen and drags. But that's how you would dissect the real drags, realness, and the butch queen and drags when you have the category. Part one, you come as a boy. Part two, you come in drags. And I think that would eliminate all that confusion. Now, with the twisters, yeah, some of these twisters should not be twisting, but when it comes to Vogue Femme, there is a technique, and a lot of them are still, like, kind of, like, sloppy. And if you compare them to some of the Vogue Femmes, they won't look as if they're Vogue Femme because they still have that masculinity when they're voguing. Don't get me wrong. They probably have all the five elements, but they're still not, they're not like, soft. Like, you follow what I'm saying? And I think that's probably why a lot of the twisters don't want to convert over. They have all the elements. They can vogue. But that if you
no, compare, you're talking. See, that you're doing what the ballroom is doing is basing it
exactly
on the voguing part.
I have to disagree with you on that. Because I can name, I can show you a lot of twisters that will win over Vogue fans.
No, I'm not.
Right.
I'm not. No, you're right. I agree with you because I agree with you too. But there are some twisters. Don't get me wrong, Tony, that they give real 24/7, and I can name three of them.
Who?
They are real all the time. I'll give one, Joseph Ebony, okay? Joseph Ebony is the epitome of realness with a twist because he can look real and still pass and not show a twitch of cuntiness.
Yes, but you got to remember, you talking about these new kids now and you're trying to break and dissect down realness with a twist, but you keep saying they're 24/7 real. Why aren't they walking 24/7 realness at a ball? Because the only part of realness that they walk is attached to a twist.
That's what I get.
Because the ballroom scene is very okay, I'm going to tell you why. Because you have people in the ballroom scene that be like, oh, she was voguing. She was at the club voguing. She's not real. Oh, she was in the street.
She's not.
Let's end it like this. If you can't walk executive realness, schoolboy realness, or thug realness, your ass don't need to be twisted nowhere.
I got on the mic last time, and I explained it to everybody at the ball in North Carolina. It was a twist, and four Vogue Femmes came out as twists, and I got on the mic and said, you cannot do that. You cannot go from Vogue Femme to twist. You can only go from twist to Vogue Femme. Exactly what I told him for, you are disrespecting yourself. That's just telling me that you can't handle Vogue Femme.
Right.
You know, and I mean, the whole performance is all fucked up to me. I also feel that when I see women figures hitting the floor like butch queens, that to me, that's not film queen performance.
And that's a trap, too.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
Because Saturday, I seen two motherfucking women figures hit that floor that scared the shit out of me.
Carla, you're on the air.
Girl, you gotta say the phone number.
I'm waiting for the switchboard.
Well, in the meantime,
it's private
so Carla,
caller.
Where you, huh?
It's a private caller.
Oh, private caller, you on the air, baby.
Ooh.
Shut up, corkscrew.
Ooh. No.
What happened?
Take that corkscrew out of your mouth.
Thanks for calling.
Good night.
Freak.
Tony, I think everything that you said was
incoming transmission.
404-574.
Hello. 404-274.
Hello.
Yes.
What's this?
Hello, you're live on the air.
404, hello.
Yeah, this is Hassan. What's up?
This who?
Hey, brother.
Hassan, what's hey?
Hold on, someone on my phone. Hold on.
Whoa.
Naima, you called for?
I got it. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
What's up, Hassan? Oh, what's going on? This is Hassan Ebony. What's going on?
Hello.
What's up, brother?
Tony's still on the phone?
What's up, yo?
Tony, did you get the flyer?
Yeah. I got it.
Okay. All right. I don't think y'all should put the twist is with the Vogue Femmes, because there's already a thousand, a million Vogue Femmes already. I think Vogue Femmes should be separated from Dramatics to Soft and Current anyway. Because it's beginning to be too much. And there's too many people that people let walk Vogue Femmes that don't need to be Vogue Femmes. That don't need to be Vogue Femmes.
So don't need to be what?
Every time I'm on a panel, you know what I do for Vogue Femmes? Get the fuck up.
You sure do.
Tony, I got a tape with you. Tony.
Okay. My little recap of the ball and stuff. The ball was kind of hot. I think it would have been a lot better if the air was there. I can't really blame anybody for the effects for being messed up because, shit, the heat was fucked up. My motherfucking little wig was, like, fucked up. For the categories with the Femme Queen performance, I think Asia deserved it. Who else? For Faith, I think Mugler should have got it. But I do kind of think that he should have changed his clothes too. But I don't remember how long that time break was when they had stopped that. But that's what lost the momentum in that. What else? The next ball, the next day after that. I enjoyed myself. I think it was a good turn. I think it was a more better turnout as far as like, the Ebony's is concerned. That's about it.
Okay, brother, you said something about Selvin being on your line. Where's Selvin?
Who on where?
Oh, Selvin on the line.
I thought you said I got Selvin on my line.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Well,
get over here. Come on.
But my opinion about Ball, I listened to the show yesterday, both shows. I felt that a lot of them was contradicting themselves on both shows. I also feel that Jay was talking. People need to realize that when a flyer say, "Just bring it," but think ballroom. Everybody was bringing their candy. That was not the.
Right.
That
oh
was
yeah.
Only,
oh shit.
That
right.
That was only the title of the flyer. They ball. You didn't have to bring it like him. Then you have people saying, trying to throw sidekicks at Smitty wore white feeders and shorts. I don't think a lot of houses bring it in an over effect. You know, this is my opinion. I also feel that somewhere down the line that something went wrong with the scores because I don't know how the hell the House of Chanel did not get first and second. I don't understand that.
Right, I said the same thing. I'm sorry. I love the house, but I said the same thing.
I mean, I'm being real. I just don't understand how the Chanel's was not lined up. Out of grand prize, first and second. That something really, I don't understand that. I just don't understand that. I spoke to Fred about it. I felt, you know, and a lot of people did not bring it thinking out of the box, including my house members. You know, but you have people on the phone saying that, oh, it was just this one house, they didn't do this one house. A lot of people went, you say, think out of the box. They also talk about foot and eyewear, sneaker versus sneaker, and all that. No one thrown out of the box. The only houses that I could really say that came was the House of Mugler. Every Mugler that hit that floor go out of the box.
Can I ask you a question as an icon and a very respected legend? Let me just ask you a question. What do y'all think about the Kadon Milan thing? Like, what do y'all think about that?
Okay. This is my opinion on it because I used to work for foot and eyewear. I'm going to tell you the way I judge foot and eyewear. I look at everybody's shoe. I look at everybody's shoe when something that I will wear. In my opinion, where you walk down the street, which one of them shoes someone's going to stop and ask them about?
Right.
You know, which one of them shoes is going to be eye-catching? Like, somebody's going to say, yo, them shoes are nice. Where did you get them shoes from? Wow, them are some weird-ass shoes. That's how I just put in our wear. I honestly don't give a damn about nobody's name that's on sold inside. I don't care about that. I care about what's catching my eye at that time.
Right.
You know,
and
because
at the same time, I think Milan should address that situation if he had a problem with it instead of just bringing it up after the fact.
Right. That's what I thought.
If,
too.
If
I
he,
thought
if, he
was,
If they thought it was an issue with the label, they should have justified it. Every other house justified everything else. So they could have just did the same thing right then and there. And, you know, as long as I know Kadon, he ain't never been known to wear anything falsy or fake anyway, so.
Incoming transmission.
My opinion on song, and the only thing I would say, I would thank the House of Malone for walking Saturday, because them are the that house is the reason why my house won grand prize. Because if they was not in the building, the Blondes would have won. But by the House of Malone, every category, every time I saw a Malone, I already knew. I said, okay, that's the point to a Malone, so therefore my house is still up there. So I thank the Malone for walking Saturday, you know. Hey, but then, you know what's another funny thing is that people, I have listened, I have gone on people war, I have went on people groups. I don't understand why when every other house wins something, it's fine. But once the House of Revlon wins something, it's got to be this, it's got to be that. Oh, it was rigged this, it was rigged that. Oh, the Revlon team did this. Let me say, my house went out for Revlon.
I was proud of them.
You know, my house, and no one knows how hard I worked for this, my house, for this Candyland board. And I will also say this. People say that we are the third winner. No, my house is the first $10,000 winner. Why? The Candyland board, the first time, did not have all their categories. The collection board did not have all their categories. So you really don't know who would have won that. But this Candyland Saturday had all their categories, and the House of Revlon won that.
Okay. Hello.
Just a second, Naima.
One of the questions just came in on my little phone. Hassan, are you still at Ebony? It just came in on the phone, Chad, so I got to ask the question.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Just asking me a question. Who's that?
This DJ Ninja. How are you?
Oh, what's going on? I'm still at Ebony. I'm just not in my chapter.
Okay. Now y'all got it.
Hey, No. You see, if y'all going to be the host, that you got to be a good host. You still are Ebony, but you're not in your chapter. So where do you live at right now?
I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, so you live in Atlanta, Georgia, so you're not in Atlanta chapter.
Tony, don't do that.
Hold on, brother. As an Ebony, are you fucking serious?
I mean, I'm not gonna discuss all that.
No,
I wouldn't
expect nothing less of you. Are you serious? I just want to know if you're serious.
I mean, I'm gonna put it clear like this. I'm not in my chapter right now. I haven't talked to all the overalls in my house. I feel that I need to talk to them first before I make any further decisions. And that's that. That's it.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Incoming transmission.
270-320, you're on the air.
How's everybody doing?
How are you?
I'm doing good. My name is Charles Prodigy. I wanted to talk about that twist
Jeffrey
category.
Prodigy?
Yeah.
Hey, little nephew.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
I'm doing all right. I wanted to, voice my opinion on that realness with a twist category. Because I've been doing this since, 2001 or whatever. And I was always taught that realness with a twist was you live as a boy, you act like a boy, you do real stuff 24/7. The ballroom was kind of like a chance for us to, get out there. It's like playing in your mother's clothes or whatever. So I don't really necessarily agree with, realness with a twist going to, woke them, because then that's, what does that leave realness with a twist?
The problem with that.
Wait, he asked the question.
I'll go ahead and get him the answer. The problem isn't that. The problem is where we see y'all voguing at. The thing was, you are right. Absolutely what happened was it was a Kiki category originally. A bunch of realness kids that you would never suspect. Those people like Kadon Malone, Black Malone, all those kids that was walking realness with a twist that you never suspect. They was walking realness. You would gag if you had ever seen them vogue, which is exactly what the category was. You would gag if you ever seen them vogue. Nowadays, y'all practice with the vogue 10 kids. They voguing at the club. They voguing outside. They voguing every time they hear a crash. That's not real to me personally. I'm going to let everybody else in this group say whatever they got to say, too. But to me, that is not real. The Real Miss Keys were not even allowed to hang out with the Vogue kids, with
yeah,
the Kim Queens.
They,
they were not even allowed to be around us. The only time you even knew that this, you would be looking at a boy, and I'm going to give you, you would look at a boy at a club, and you'd be like, oh, this nigga is shy as hell, and your daddy would pull you to the side and say you cannot talk to him. And
come
to find out later,
I understand that, because you'll never catch me, you know, at a club or at the bar, rolling, kicking with the kids. So I understand that, but, like, some of them, you know, they might be good, but, they, you know, they'll never have a shot at beating, like, Tony and, you know, Asia, Balenciaga and stuff like that. Some of them, you know, are just pretty much stuck in the middle, so what does that leave them?
But that's not, to me, that's not stuck in the middle with you still. I mean, this is the thing. If your craft is, realest with a twist to me, is your craft is private. Your realness is public. Your craft is private. Your gag is private. All of that is private to me. Your realness is without a shadow of a doubt. I don't want to be out the door with you and then I accidentally hear a crash or we hear a back shot from a fucked up car and you dipping on concrete. I shouldn't have to worry about that. Your realness should be real.
I don't want to be the heavy. I really don't want to be the heavy. And Tony, I want you to stay there, but thank you, caller. It's too many people
thank
pressing
you very
one.
Much.
I also have a question. Go ahead,
Tony. Wait a minute. Tony was great. Say something. Go ahead, Tony.
You got it? Okay. Tony.
How could you be a twister if you're not even known for your realness?
Exactly.
Right. Right, my point exactly. Thank you.
I agree with that.
That is 100% correct.
Back in the day, you was known for your realness.
Exactly.
Way before you got the twist.
Well, you know, I kind of blame Jack for that because I've been in a couple of balls where he didn't even call the realness. He just wanted him to come up there and start twisting.
Well,
and
that's why it's called Twister now and not Realness with a Twist. It's called Twister. Twister.
But you know what,
though,
Tony? You know what? Being that Tony said that, you know, that they need to take it back to the original thing and that these people need to go over to Vogue Femme, and the boy who was just on the line said, well, where does that leave everybody else? To me, I will give you a prime example. To me, my opinion now, let's keep this in mind, Ski Prodigy, to me, is Realness with a Twist.
True.
Boogie Revlon to me is realness with a twist. Like you see these people out or what have you, and their character or what have you. But when they Vogue, they don't give you all of these antics and things like that. They do something or whatever, but you still get them because these still look masculine. They still look like men. These other ones that's Voguing, they give you very. Bitch, I be in the house with my girlfriends. We be running out and we be cutting the fool. And they come out there and that's how they vote. And I agree with Tony. They need to go on transition on over, honey, to where you at. And Realness with a Twist is no shade. Even though the ballroom scene is evolving, Realness with a Twist to me is a category that needs to remain how it originally started. A masculine man that came out there that you would be shocked at to actually vote, but he looks crazy doing it. He's not supposed to look like he's just at home.
That's right.
And perfects the
incoming transmission.
That's my opinion. That's how I think it should really be. And that's how I think that particular category should stay. All of these other
incoming
ones
transmission.
Splitting and bad flipping
Naima.
And all this extra. Huh?
Yeah.
Private
incoming
caller,
transmission.
Private caller.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm gonna need you to turn down your background.
Hello.
Hi.
Are they still there?
Hello.
Private
yeah.
caller.
You talking to me?
Yes. Are you the private caller? Did you press one?
This is supposed to be the tea party. Where the fuck is the tea tonight? The fuck is going on? Is this the recap show?
Did you just come at us with a hatchet? How did you okay, since you asked for it.
What's the tea with the leaders of the House of Mizrahi putting in that $1,000 and not getting that $1,000 back?
What the fuck? Ooh. Y'all spill the fucking tea on Tuesday. Spill the tea. London.
Well, actually, London's not here, but since you brought it up, what is the tea?
Right.
So you're saying everybody, every chapter leader from this round, he had to put up $1,000 towards this ball? And with that, are you saying that would guarantee the $10,000 being handed out?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, we have Father Tony here. Tony, did you
out.
Receive your money?
But you
Father
know
Tony
got his coin.
So then if Father Tony got, they got their coins.
Wait,
then
we did that. I'm waiting for the answer.
Is Tony still there?
No, I think he's hung up. Probably.
Okay, Tony's gone. Well, Father Tony, if you're still listening, it's been brought to the state. They want to make it hot now. That the Mizrahi's leaders had to put up $1,000. So to clarify that they had their coins, did you all get your coins?
Yeah, they got their coin. That's why he coming on this radio show. Did you think he didn't get his money? They got their money. And the Blondies got theirs and the Augusts got theirs. The Mizrahi's giving up $1,000 was brought to their attention before the ball even came up. So they already knew as chapters they had to get up $1,000. I don't think any of those people was expecting that back. Why would they give back $1,000?
Incoming transmission.
Okay, we have another private caller.
London.
Who?
Where's London tonight?
London had phone complications.
Way beyond her control.
Okay, so does that mean that the house numbers on this Rahi got in for free?
The house of Mizrahi, it was bought. Did you not, y'all didn't hear Andre on the show? The house of Mizrahi had to a certain time to get to the ball. If they did not get to the ball on time, they too had to pay half price to get into the ball.
So I had to give you $1,000 and half price to get into this house?
No, that's if you didn't make it on time. If you was going to be late and you were supposed to be there at 4 to help set up or whatever you were supposed to do, and you didn't make it and you was coming in around ball time or around 7 or whatever the time was then, you was paying $15 if you was Mizrahi.
Oh, I don't know what to tell people about that. I don't know how they should say
that. I mean,
about
but it sounds like this all was orchestrated before the ball, so I'm still trying to figure out why their $1,000 would be an issue and Tony getting his money was an issue. Because if I was Tony in the House of Revlon, as long as I had my money, I don't give a fuck if y'all dug it up out of motherfucking Satan's ass crack. Just give me my money. And if Andre made it clear to the House of Mizrahi, y'all better have this coin or blah, 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 they got that coin and Tony got his coin. Where's the read?
Well, no shade. Andre said. No shade. Andre said a lot of things that week, and a lot of the things he said did not happen.
Yes, he did. There would be air conditioning. It would start at 4 o'clock. It was going to be on time. Yes, I remember that. There was going to be well-known Mizrahi's on the panel. Everybody I talked to said, who the fuck? So, yes, you're right.
It's always a setback.
Well, regardless of whatever, he gave out his coin. The ball ended. None of the girls fought. Was tightening there, even though they may have been hot and whatever. Nobody had a fight. He gave out
J-Rock.
All the change.
That was not the question that was asked, and y'all is just really gagging.
Well,
I'm gonna let that
go. Question that was asked about what? About the money?
Yep.
Okay, but they? I don't know.
Incoming transmission. Incoming transmission.
J-Rock, where are you?
There's an incoming transmission.
We can hear you now. Thank you.
We can.
All right.
What are you doing over there that you keep bouncing in and out?
Trying on his new bondage gear.
What is it that you wanted to say, J-Rod?
First of all, I'm on my way back home to Texas from Atlanta, so I think I lost a call in the middle of them woods somewhere in Birmingham.
This man is giving it to me in this chat, bro. Don't you know I love you? Don't do this to me.
Oh, girl. Chill. We ain't got time for you and your fan club over there.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
So, J-Rock, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure even if they didn't put up $1,000, oh, they had that coin because they charged $30 at the door. And when we walked out and tried to come back there at I-6, they said it was another $30. And I said, you bitch, I bet you I better get back in this ball. And I got back in the ball. So I got in that ball, and I only paid $30. And the other person that was with me, oh, we got in the ball. Y'all had a door open. Oh, yes, I paid only $30. I'm not paying $60 to get in no goddamn hell.
Oh, shit.
Well, speaking of a ball and speaking of categories and stuff like that, I'm looking forward to, one, being at Jasmine's Ball and walking Jasmine's Ball, the Gagoline Ball. I anticipate a lot of scores to be settled from after this Candy World Ball. I see a lot of girls are probably going to have some scores to settle at Gagoline. One in particular I would like to see, being that Milan has such an issue with Kajon, and the Milans coming through there, honey, and destroying that category, I think it would be only fair that Kajon could call him out at the Gagoline Ball, because it is Gagoline.
That's so, the only controversy that Milan got attached to her name.
No, that's not the only one, but what I'm saying is, since he made such a big deal, let's settle the score at Gagoline.
Yes, Milan, I know you're listening, Milan girl. Come on out of retirement, bitch, because I want a piece of you after Kadam gets finished with you, and he's going to finish you. So
because
I want to play with you, too.
Because the category, because see, Jasmine made it simple. The category got very resurrect people that passed on, designers that are dead now that have passed on, resurrect their pieces. So it's something easy. It's something you should already, if Milan has labels, he says that, you know, he gets all the exclusive pieces and all this and the other. The category calls for designers beyond the grave. So, being that you're a person who's into pieces and knows real pieces and collectibles and things like that, you bring it to the floor, and I'm pretty sure Kadon will be there or whatever like that, and I say, let's make it hot. Because you called this man out on his doggone stuff, and apparently this man has been known for wearing nothing but the real thing. So, I say at the Gagoline Ball, honey, call the girls out on the microphone, dog. Let's not wait until after the fact. Let's call them out on the microphone and let's make it hot.
Okay.
I would like to see that.
I would love to see that. I am going to see that.
And I'm planning on walking New Face that night for the record.
I ain't going to say whether I'm going to see it or not. I just said I would love to see that.
Jason, is the ball still on? We supposed to be walking out of Fem Queen Realness with?
I broke my ankle while I was in the Dominican Republic, so if I can't put a pump on my...
Is that what she did to herself?
Then we not going to get into how I twist my ankle in the Dominican Republic, but thank you. So if my ankle is better, yes, I will have on my pumps, and you already see that I got my bag, so it's going to be me and you.
Oh, I can't wait to tell people.
If you don't want to meet at the back of the runway, just say it.
Oh, honey, I'll be there because I got my bags. You just make sure your heels have eyes. Thank you. And please don't have on them leather pants.
Oh, shit.
You can't tell her not to have on those leather pants.
I'm going to have on leather shorts.
Oh, jeez.
So we can actually watch the ball. So we can actually watch the water run off your ball.
Well,
oh,
I mean,
no,
well, speaking
you.
Of that, since we're talking about balls, what is with these honeys and they not tucking? What the fuck is with
them?
Oh,
my God.
Yes.
The girl with her ball showing.
Every other motherfucking picture, I saw a ball or a penis, and these were from ladies.
Well...
Ladies, if you have a problem with tucking, please see the icon Letitia Revlon and her panty secrets.
Okay, her T-girl strap, honey. Y'all need to strap up.
Yes. Girl, please see the icon Letitia Revlon.
You do not wear a body dress or cat suit and you don't talk. That is
thank you.
That is not. That is Butch Queen up in drags 101. 101.
Yes.
You know how to tuck. Same way y'all used to play in the mirror when y'all was little boys and you would stick your penis and your balls between it and act like you had a coochie, that's what you need to continue to do. If I see one more picture with a bitch and a ball hanging out or a half a ball hanging out, I'm going to find you, and it will be the hunger game. Because after I find you, I'm going to give you the surge that you've been looking for.
But, Jason, no.
Jason, in the
tuck
defense.
Your ball. Tuck your ball.
Push the motherfucker
Jason,
up.
Jason.
Yeah.
Jason, in the defense, it was very hot, and it was very sweaty, and it made
Who y'all talking about?
What
are you talking
about? Naima, come on, girl. You was the main one posting some of them pictures talking about his data ball. Girl, don't do it.
I'm up now.
I didn't eat my chicken box. I am up.
I thought it was the wild world of sports.
Wait a minute, I posted one picture. I never said anything about the child's realness. I thought the child was real damn. I was just like,
I didn't say nothing about nobody's realness. I'm talking about balls. I didn't look at faces. I couldn't get into the faces because all I saw was balls.
Well, like I said, the child was real damn. It was just that those balls in the front of that dresser wasn't
said it wasn't real damn.
But she was real in the face.
What are y'all, you know, like, I'm listening to y'all judge certain things in these categories. What the fuck are y'all thinking?
Looking
if her balls is showing, there's nothing real
that's
about
not
it.
Real.
If her balls is showing, what is wrong with y'all? Like, you would
incoming transmission.
Cute in the face.
Does she walk in butch queen of a drag?
Private
not
caller.
Realness.
Incoming transmission.
Private caller.
Get your ass to the phone, private caller. Hurry it up. Where do I get to ask that?
Champagne, Pinot Grigio, or vodka. Which one is missing a corkscrew?
I can't with the corkscrew.
I can't either.
Who's she talking about?
She's talking about Devin. Take the corkscrew out of his mouth. I can't walk. Calling.
Devin.
I am really in
you
a good
You got Devin,
today.
That's all you. That is all you.
It really is.
And I'm going to sit back and sip.
Yeah. Out of which bottle?
Miss Man. We not doing that tonight.
Wait.
Did you just say Miss Man?
Yes.
Miss Corky.
Oh. Oh, God.
Look, sir. Nope. Look, fella. Ain't nobody got time
oh,
for that.
Shit.
We're not doing that tonight. I'm not doing that with you. I'm not doing that before or after your surgery. We're not doing that. I'm
Ooh.
Telling you right
I'm
now.
I'm sure you
this
are.
This is not what's going to happen. What's not going to happen is you're not going to try this on here. I don't give a fuck, bitch. If they pump motherfucking silicone down my throat, bitch, we're not going to do that.
Well, that's what it sounds like also. So
I'm telling you that I'm telling you that your meat is doing more talking than you are. You got to stop.
I did.
What's your name, private caller?
Katrina.
Katrina.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is Nicole Eaton and Sheba.
How you doing tonight, Katrina?
Fella.
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
So what did you have to think? What's your take on some of the things we're talking about tonight? Other than the fact that you don't like the fact that my co-host sounds like that.
Fella.
You know, I'm in alcohol anonymous, and when
but
I hear his
see,
voice,
I just
think
this shit
of
with
Milan.
Anonymous. He's not going to fuck
Thank
that up.
Thank you for the correction, Corky.
You're not going to keep on drinking all the liquor and then try not to remember how you went out to get shit. It's anonymous. Now back to you.
But why do you keep saying Corky, though?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to die.
This bitch is calling him Corky.
I'm done with her. I am really done with Princess Fella.
Oh, God.
Continue.
Okay. All right, now, can we talk about this election? Vote a gag for real. Everybody, if you're listening in, please go out and vote. This is very, very, very serious. But what's really got me mad is Nicki Minaj. Has anybody seen this? Nicki Minaj back in Romney?
No, I haven't
no.
seen it yet.
She's for her fake ass hair. Well,
I want to talk about how Michelle Obama
brought me to a slight.
Wait a minute, Miss Thing. First of all, now you're my house sister, but you will not get past this subject. You're on Michelle Obama my ass. We could get into her in a second. We're going to talk about this election.
That was part of the election.
No, you talking about a speech that Mama made earlier. No, this is not. This is
that raised
part
the
of the election.
That was
bitch,
part of the election.
Bitch,
because of
you was
the
one. Wait a minute, you was Michelle's campaign manager. I don't even want to hear that. I'm talking about Nicki Minaj and Romney.
That's
okay?
What you
I don't
meant.
See Nicki Minaj.
Right, I don't see her.
What that got to do with me talking about the Romney, Nicki Minaj? See, this is
well,
what y'all not going to
talk about
week.
Her late ass then, and then just
thank
then we'll
you.
Go to Michelle.
You know what? Y'all go ahead with y'all Michelle Obama comment because
no,
you know what?
Bitch, you're not gonna give me all
is,
that. Had to be
no,
your camp,
bitch, let
then
me
I would
tell
be
you one motherfucking
around.
Thing. Okay, this is the same thing we talked about before about dismissing comments. You just can't go around dismissing people comments.
I even dismissed
you're not
it first.
It.
Then
you
I dismissed it.
No,
all right.
Doing
yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead and talk about her and yeah. Romney. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jack.
No, that's okay. I really don't. I'm really not up for it now since I was voted out to with one.
Well, damn, Mark. I wanted to hear it because I think I was gonna say the same thing because Nicki Minaj is a fool.
See?
Right, but I mean, it's besides the point because, you know, it's two people on here that really don't use Nicki Minaj. I guess it's not looking at the political part of vote or gag, period, because if you did, you would have known it wasn't just Michelle Obama's speech that had a lot to do with it. There's other people backing and campaigning for Obama 2012. This is about all an election, of course. We were going to get right into that, but yet, because it's Nicki Minaj, I didn't have anything to say more about Nicki Minaj. It was more about vote or gag.
We on your side about voting gag. It was how you started it all.
Well, next time, don't dismiss
well,
it. Okay.
Well, I know that if Romney wins, then Nicki Minaj is going to gag because he's going to gag her.
That's how I live in the real world.
Well, I just would like to say that I feel as though our community, and I'm speaking about community as the gay community as a whole, I feel like our community need to get out here. And we need to really, really vote. This is so serious. If it's never been a serious election time to vote, to have your voices heard, and for us to make a stand on something and stick together, come as one unit, we definitely need to vote now. Because this not because this man is black, but this man stands for a lot of rights in our community that we stand for. But also, too, that with this man, we stand another chance, you know, for a lot of opportunities. To me, Mitt Romney is out of touch. You know, he's all for the rich. He's all for whoever, you know, is on his level. And, you know, whoever is poor, whoever the middle class is going to remain middle class or become poor. And whoever the rich is will become even richer and take this world and turn it upside down. To me tonight, I thoroughly 100% enjoyed looking at Michelle Obama and the speech that she made. That lady really touched me so fearfully in here, honey. I thought I was at a service almost. And I support this lady. I support my president 100%. I am registered to vote, and I will be voting because I will not be gagging. Everybody
okay.
Votes to count.
Everybody go out and vote. I mean, those of you that have warrants, Jesus Christ, I need to get that fixed and go ahead and vote.
Breaking news. Hot off the press from Marcus Griffin.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Wow, I have just got my termination papers from the House of Chanel because I was claimed of not being active. You know what? I love the House of Chanel always and forever, and I apologize that I have bills and rent, among other things to do, which come before anything. I'm not mad about this. A little disturbed, but I guess this just woke me up. Time to hit the floor again. Legendary pool, 007.
Oh, they got rid of my baby brother.
Wait a minute. Hold on, because no shade, I'm not reading him. I mean, he was in our house before, so, I mean, I had a little bit of a online connection with him before we actually met at a Vogue night. But, I mean, I'm finding it very odd that this guy keeps going to houses and then all of a sudden leaving or being put out, because I don't know if the show, I mean, every house has their inactive members. I mean, I just don't know if that, if it's given that, or he had a dispute with somebody, because it's always, it seems like it, with him, he gets into a dispute with another twister or another performance child, and he always winds up leaving or signing off his 2007. Like, I think we should get into the gist of this before it becomes a T. Because that's the same way he left Ebony, because he said that Joseph and Jameek was against him. And I just didn't see that.
Oh. They was against him? Why were they against him?
Well, they were both well-known twisters in the house, and he came along to Ebony. I mean, you know, he joined Ebony. He was there before, so he basically came back. That was a part of his history as well. But he was claiming that Jameek and Joseph was, like, giving him a hard time as a twister because he was legendary and nobody else was legendary. And as I listened to him, I was like, okay, whatever. But I'm just like, why would they give you so much because you're legendary? I mean, like, you know, these are, you know, young guys. They go out and have fun. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that they're pressing it like that. And then all of a sudden, I went to a Vogue night and he was Pooh 007. I was just like, oh, he really left. Like, he was
talking about leaving. Well, it just came across my desk that it was partially because Fred was upset that he didn't come to help walk for them to win the $10,000. So the girls are getting kicked out because they're not coming to help win money.
Oh, my. Well.
Well, you know what? You know what? In his defense, he was supposed to come with me, J-Rock. But he had some personal issues, so I don't know what that was about. Because it was down to the last while I was leaving out of Houston, and he called me and he said, I'm not going to be able to make it, and I'm not going to tell his personal issues. But I can back him up. He was in the car with me. Tiffany can even tell you. She said, who's riding with you? And the first thing I said, Pooh is riding with me to Atlanta. He was going to get out there. So I don't know where that come from.
Gagawin is going to be many things. Many
Gagawin is definitely going to be many things. And a lot of people, you know what I mean, October 27th in Suitland, Maryland, you know, Gagawin is going to be a real gagger because even with this, isn't it the house with the most trophies again? With Gagawin?
No, $6,000 is legendary performance.
It's not the house with the most trophies here?
No, it's legendary.
No. I just want to know, is it going to be A or is it really going to be hell? Because if it's going to be hell, I'm coming dressed like the devil.
No.
Gagawin, honey.
No, but I think at Gagawin, a lot of things are going to turn around because a lot of people from different houses, I'm pretty sure there's been some complications from Candy World because there was a lot of people who did not make it to certain, you know, besides the Revlons and, you know, a certain other house that came in bulk. A lot of people are getting a lot of backlash from not making it to Candy World.
But, you know, just before Gagawin, though, is Watch the Throne.
Right.
You know, it's a couple girls.
There's a lot of shit that's
going to
happen. There's a lot of shit that's going to add up before the end of the day.
No, but I'm saying, but a lot of 007, see, a lot of people are merging together with the whole Selvin going back and Kelly going back and all of a sudden, and congratulations to everybody that basically did what they felt they needed to do. But the gag is going to be these 007. See, it's a lot of 007 heavy hitters that's out there, you know, with just within the wing. So the gag is going to be that a lot of them are going to come storming.
We don't know how long some girl. I will say that would seem possible if it was some people that were actually possibly, you know, able to stand or feel like they could stand on their own. So,
well,
I don't know.
One
half
thing.
These girls are probably turning around
to back carry. In the day, when something like that happened, because I can remember getting put out of the house. I got put out of the house of Sinclair after like 2 weeks. I was ready to go anyway, but I still got put out. And when I got put out and they had the performance kids down from Neil down to my own best friend that I was friends with for at that point probably about 15 years, baby, when I tell you I stormed every last one of them bitches, I stormed every last one of them. Every last one.
I had put
me out.
They said you got put out for munching.
Oh,
you know what? That could have been possibly true, but it couldn't have been the house of Sinclair, though.
Oh, he said Infinity put him out for munching.
Oh, no, don't you dare do that, because I know why the ninjas got you on standby. You better keep
well,
it.
Well, don't we have to be wrapping this up now? Because I think
no,
we
don't, because we have a
we
whole other show. It's about to go into record mode at 2, and we're over at 3. So if you're not on the phone, you will not hear this conversation. You have to be on the radio listening and on the chat rooms listening in. The phone
so, Naeem,
will be
if you
locked.
Got somewhere to go, we can
No, it's not anywhere to go. I thought I was under the impression that the show was going to be over at
No, we don't fall out.
If your cricket ain't able.
We talked about this pumpkin. We talked about this earlier, pumpkin, remember?
Mm. Right. If your cricket ain't able, though.
Ooh, when y'all
no,
had
no,
that chat line.
I have the Verizon Droid 4. Don't try me on this phone, Devon.
Yes, because her magic is everything.
Oh, you better give.
Okay.
I'm going to get Mr. Man on you because you're trying it.
Nobody got time for that.
Wait a minute. What is this Mr. Man? What is this Mr. Man I keep hearing? Where is this person?
He in a chat room. He
right.
Better not ever show up in one of our rooms. Because I don't know what team he play for.
Child, right. She be on one team one day. She be on the next team the next. Bitch, mama flip-flop.
Don't get Mr. Man's. That's my husband. Don't get
Mr.
Man's.
Girl,
you
was your husband. J-Rock was your husband. You had more husbands than the man got sister wives.
Ivana Trump, bitch.
I'm going to start to think you're a Muslim.
Oh,
Naima. Just give me a roundabout version of what a nightcap is. Just give me a set.
That thing
about
that was on that child head, that gold thing.
Okay. Well, not the gold thing, though. Not the.
I'm done.
I'm going to sleep. Naima.
Yeah?
You mentioned a nightcap. Now, we're not going to talk about why you mentioned it. Just give me a roundabout version of what a nightcap is, because I'm still trying to say, I could not. You, let me tell you something. You sent that over to my phone. I was like, no, we was in a group or something. I forgot where we was at. But when I saw that, I said, a nightcap.
Well,
What is that?
Are y'all talking about something sexual?
Obviously, but I want to know about what it was.
I don't know what it is, but it's very
scary. That's why I'm asking Naima. She the one who said
it. I remember a nightcap being a cocktail, honey. That's what they used to say on TV.
You know when people go out and stuff like that, maybe they go out to lunch or to dinner or something. You know, a nightcap is just, you know, you invite the person over, y'all have drinks, you know, at the house or whatever, y'all keep, y'all talk about at night, or whatever the case may be. That's a nightcap.
So basically it's like a night recap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I had a couple of nights then. I had a lot of nights.
Incoming transmission.
Incoming transmission. Make me feel like I'm on a mothership.
Bring me up, Scotty.
Private caller. Hello.
Yes, I'm calling about that.
Chad, she's trying to stay private.
Oh.
202, you press 1. Press 1 again. So demanding.
Right. Chuck Lee smacked me pull my hair.
And call me Big Shirley.
See?
J-Rock, you back.
Did you say steak?
Thank you.
I'm going to need you to just pull over on the side of the road, okay?
Okay, and don't hit it.
I'm going to need her not to pull over
first
on the side
of all,
of the road.
First of all, baby, I'm not pulling over on the side of no road on I-20 and be having you hanging from a tree.
Private caller, you are back.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you tell the fat guy, Courtney, to take the drumstick out of his mouth?
Okay, you know what? You know what? Let me say this right motherfucking now. Y'all are not going to come for my brother. The only motherfucker that can talk about Snuffleupagus on this motherfucker is me. Y'all are not going to call in here and voices and fuck with my brother.
I'm done. I'm ready to go now.
Oh, shit. Why Corky, though, she keep
girl.
Yes, private caller, are you still there?
Hello. Hello.
What's that voice?
Hello.
I was just like, all right, my whole entire time to read the hell out of him, but I can't because I can't stop laughing. Oh, God. I'm done.
Hello.
Polly, want a mother?
Please, please, please take the drumstick out of your mouth.
I don't know, sweet.
Not the drumstick. Oh. Okay, this is okay. Okay, I got. I need.
So we
drink.
Not. So we just going to just pay that this that Salvin is the great 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 grandmother of the House of Mizrahi.
Yes, cause she not gonna call in.
Well,
she called in every night. She wasn't motherfucking meekly.
I'm hanging up.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Let me tell y'all. Did y'all see what Selvin had on for the ball?
Sure. No.
Oh,
okay,
every
he had like.
Day.
Okay, he had this pink. he had like this pink shirt with these shades, and his face was covered, and you couldn't see his hands, and he just kept walking across the stage, walking across the runway, and then they said, "What are you doing?" And he was like, "They said, why do you have that on?" He said, "I don't feel the girls. And I don't see the girls." And they said, "Well, who are you?" He was like, "I'm a nobody." And they was like, "Just leave him alone. Just let him walk." I was like, "Well, they're going there." And he just kept saying, "I don't see the girls. And I don't feel the girls." So you couldn't see his hands and you couldn't see his eyes.
He must have had a Miley.
I don't know.
Well, who was that he was kissing?
George.
Let's talk about that.
Well,
George.
Girls.
Now that's cheating. What?
He
is that who his
George?
Is that his secret?
He had
move?
A Fantasia Jamie Foxx kiss.
Girl, I don't even know what to say about that. They looked at exactly like that picture that London put up in the room.
Okay,
and if those of y'all who have not seen that picture and would like to join the tea party, you need to send London a request.
Immediately. Did y'all know the guy from the Green Mile died?
Yes. That was
you gonna eat
sad.
Your cornbread.
I gagged.
No, that's not him.
What?
What about let's talk about this. What about Faith leaving Herrera as father and going to Mizrahi? What's that about?
Sure.
Okay.
It seems like the Mizrahis did a lot of house snatching at Candy World.
Before Candy World.
But I heard he was supposed to be going to Alan Meekley. And but then something happened and you know, then he decided on
something happened on the side of the road on the way.
Well, I guess when Grandma Salvin came back to Mizrahi, he came too.
Right.
Yeah, he is a Butch Queen. So that does fall under the
But wasn't Faith a Mizra before Salvin? No.
No, he was a Hereros. And before that, he was Ebony.
Right.
I really want to know what's going to happen to the House of Alan Meekly.
Bitch, if you don't stop.
If Selvin's a Mizrahi,
Selvin's
a Mizrahi, and Selvin was CEO and founder,
I am concerned about the House of Alan Meekly.
No! I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming.
Incoming transmission.
I'm more concerned about that than the next episode of The Dark Squad.
It's your girl, got quiet, honey.
832
incoming transmission.
832-491, you're on the air with the tea party.
Yeah, I'm using another phone. My phone is playing games.
You know
I
what
can't
I do.
You, J-Rock. J-Rock, you like I Dream a Genie, but you just keep hopping out and popping out.
I am really concerned about that House of
Bitch,
Meekly.
When I tell you, if J-Rock, if you have missed this entire read, you are about as late as it gets.
404 or 202, you press 1, press 1 again.
Oh, jeez.
I'm concerned that y'all are not pressing 1.
All right, so now, since we're talking about
politics, I thought it was snacks on the table at the Mizrahi ball. What kind of snack did they have? I heard something about chicken or something like that. What they have on the
everything, baby.
Yeah, I heard that chicken was the deal.
I heard that chicken came from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
I heard it was the deal. Hey, I was there. That Chick-fil-A was lovely.
Wait a minute. Hold the fuck up. They don't like you gays. And y'all ate their chicken.
Well, I mean, it's chicken. I mean, everybody eats chicken.
I don't eat no motherfucking chicken from Chick-fil-A. I would have took that shit and threw it against the floor.
Hold up. Hold the fuck up. Just because that man don't support gay marriage, goddamn it, for a 12-piece, I don't support shit either. I'm going to eat my goddamn chicken with my lemonade. I don't give a damn about all that old queens going out there protesting with signs against Chick-fil-A. Bitch, I'm eating my
Let me tell you something, but see, this is the problem. This is the problem in the black community, okay? And I'm not, you know what, let me stop because I don't want nobody to come reading me. I'm not going to say it's just in the black community, but this is the problem, being that we are talking about this right now. You see, These people, if you know, that's like saying you're going into a store and you know that the KKK are behind, you know, a certain department store or what have you, and y'all and black people are going in there and they're going shopping and stuff like that and spending the most money in there, and they're actually targeting the urban community. It's just like, why support these doggone people if you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, and if you have
But Naima, it's not the same thing as actually going to Chick-fil-A and actually getting the chicken after
the
pool to be at the
bowl. Let me tell you something. No. If you are patronizing, you are patroning these people by whether you're going in there, if you order it over the phone, if you're going in there, you are patroning these people and you're giving them your money.
Okay, but what about the people, Andre? I mean, I'm not going to say Andre. Let's just say Ms. Rahi or a representative or their PR, whoever they had, get their stuff together for that. They're the ones that went and got it. So you mean to tell me that everybody in the bowl shouldn't have ate chicken as they paid $30 and they sweating like hell?
Let me tell you something, though. What I'm saying is this. Okay.
Whose phone is that echo?
Somebody just gay rock on his speakerphone.
Switchboard, mute him until he has something to say.
All right. I got something to say right now.
What I'm saying is.
I'm going to just put it out there. I don't support gay marriage, and I'm a gay man. And it's for my own religious views. I don't support gay marriage, so, bitch, I'm going to eat the chicken. Cause I'm with the man.
Hold on, brother, because I'm with you on that, and it ain't got nothing to do with religion.
Either.
I don't support gay marriage
either. I don't support
gay
marriage either.
And
it's
for the same reason. I'm going to be honest.
So I'm
going to
eat my 12-piece and drink my lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell y'all something.
We all got different views, Naima. We all got different views.
Right. We all do. Yes, we do. But I'm going to tell you something. Gay marriage and even chicken.
We know what people say.
Uh-oh.
We know the truth. Enough is enough of this horseshoe.
Hey, Jasmine.
I was born with my hands.
You just had to get out of here, baby.
Y'all really are carrying, but y'all touched up on a topic that I'm about to hit y'all with really, really hard. Because Naima, baby, you are giving it to them for real. I'm going to start off with you, J-Rock. I'm going to start off with you. Okay? And don't take this as a read, J-Rock, Mark, or Devin. But J-Rock, if you know, you just came from a ball, or you're headed to a ball where you're supporting hundreds and hundreds of your brothers and sisters in our community, and you know that there is an establishment that is against our community or some of the beliefs in our community, why would you still support that establishment?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you, Jasmine. My thing is, I don't live for everybody else. I live for myself. And when it comes down to gay marriage, I think people are, they're not understanding. That is a religious word. The meaning of it, it's not that I don't support a civil union to take care of the person that you're in love with, because I've been in a 7-year relationship, and Lord forbid something happened to me and my lover don't get any benefits or anything. That's called a civil union. I'm just against them just trying to put the word marriage on it. That is not the meaning of marriage when it comes down. That's just my religious view. So why should I don't think the man came against the gay community. He said, I don't believe in gay marriage. I understood what he said as a Christian believer of the word marriage. What they got to do with, I don't, he's not against the gays. He just not, he just don't believe in gay marriage. Even
okay,
right.
Okay, that's your belief. That's what you're believing, so that's why you ate the chicken from there.
And you're right.
Okay, well, that's how it is with you. So
that answered
J Rock's, you know his thing.
That's
why he
Jasmine,
ate the chicken from there.
I wouldn't go and support Chick-fil-A, their actual store. But I don't know if I'm in a place, if I'm hot and I'm, you know, irritated or whatever the case may be. I'm not.
Well, if it's 150 degrees in the building, I don't think anybody would have an appetite, because I know when I'm hot, I don't think about food. I want water.
Right,
I want
yeah.
something to, you know, to quench my thirst. I would not be eating no nasty food that's sitting out in 150 degrees, because that's how quick it spoils. You know, bottom line is.
Me personally, I've never eaten food at a ball, period. But
okay.
at the same time, I was talking more of the lines of, I'm not saying go support Chick-fil-A regardless. I'm just saying if you're at the ball and you want chicken and you were supposed to eat a piece of chicken and it came from Chick-fil-A, how do you know that it came from Chick-fil-A? I mean, the people that hosted the ball were the ones who bought it. So their issue would be with them supporting Chick-fil-A. You're just the person who is eating the chicken.
Well, I mean, we all have our beliefs, you know, that's just what the belief is, you know. It's like people with fur, you know, and animals and stuff, you
right.
know, it doesn't matter where it came from, their belief is they will not put that, they won't wear that material because they believe in certain things, just like with different products, you know, if it's tested on animals, don't use it, you know, so, you know, things of that sort, so we all have our own beliefs and stuff, but I want to hear from you, Mark, and I want to hear from you, Devin, also on why don't you support gay marriage?
It's not that I don't support gay marriage. Let me rephrase what I meant to say, okay? I really don't have a problem with gay marriage at all. I just personally would not want to get married to a man.
Okay.
And my reason is because my lifestyle started off with women. I mean, not to say that I would have been in love with women or whatever, or marry one of them either, because look where I'm at now. But at the same point, for me, it's not about a man-woman thing at all or anything Christian. It's just that I just don't see myself marrying a man. I mean,
I see. But let me ask you this question. Have you ever been in a relationship before?
Yeah.
And what is the longest?
3 years.
And was it you guys living together, or was you guys just dating for 3 years?
I mean, you could basically say we were somewhat living together. I mean, I was always over there or whatever the case may be at that point. So I
okay.
was very, you know, young or whatever. But, you know,
okay.
I've never been a dumb, naive kid. You know, I've always
gotcha.
Been on top of my toes or whatever the case may be. And I loved him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he put his hands on me, and I tried to kill him. But at the same time, you know,
you guys weren't living together, paying bills, being responsible, you know, bringing up a family or a household or something like that. You guys were just more or less shacking it.
We were shacking it, but we were definitely
okay.
in a relationship, you know.
Okay,
I mean,
and Devin, what about you?
Longest relationship, 4.5 years.
No, I'm asking you, why don't you support gay marriage?
Oh, I don't support, I've just never been a fan of it. I'm cool with civil unions. I think marriage is a straight people thing. Let them have at it, you know. And we do civil unions. Civil unions is what we do.
And when you were in a relationship for 4.5 years, were you guys living together?
Separate. All through college.
Okay. All right. And J-Rock, really quickly, were you ever in a relationship?
I was in a relationship for 7 years and never was separated, every day, all day.
Okay, so you guys were always together, correct?
Always together.
So 7 years is a long time. Now,
is,
when it comes to gay marriage and all the responsibilities that come along with it, but the things that we don't have now, you don't support that?
And that's what I said. I said they need to take the word marriage off of it. That's what's starting the controversy. Civil union, the same rights as a married couple.
But in all honesty, civil union, whatever, it's still the responsibilities that come along with it. And that's what I think we need to pay attention to. Don't just pay attention to the word, but it's the, you know, the law that comes with it, the responsibilities that come with it. Because when we look at, J-Rock, mute your phone real quick, because I'm just going to say what I have to say, and then you guys go back. When we look at gay marriage, especially people that are in a relationship and are in a relationship for a long time, and especially as you get older, you have so many responsibilities, you're not clubbing every week or something, you're actually paying bills, raising a household, whatever you're doing, it would be really, really good when you guys can share health insurance. It would be really, really good when, you know, someone has to go to the hospital or whatever, and that person can go there with you or go in the back with you or have visitation rights, or if you're in intensive care or things of that sort. Those are just some of the very important, you know, benefits that come with, you know, marriage or civil unions or something like that, because I've been in relationships and for very long periods of time, and there has been a lot of instances where a person may get incarcerated. A person may, you know, have to go to the hospital and they need special treatment, you know, things of that sort. And when you don't have, you know, those options, or you have to sit out as an outsider, but yet you and the other person have been inseparable for, you know, each day for years, and now you have these people saying, oh, you're not a relative, you can't go back there, or, you know, you need this, you need that. Or even when it comes to, you know, my God, death, God forbid, and, you know, things of that sort, there's a lot of stuff that comes along with it. So I think that's where Naima was going with it a little bit. And then also when you find people that are not supportive of it and that are always, you know, lashing out or, you know, so quick to say, you know, something negative about it, I think it's just kind of a touchy subject, to be honest with you, because I know, you know, for me, it's something that's very important, especially, you know, when you're with someone that you care about. But, you know, that's just my opinion on it. But personally, I wouldn't support anything that was against any of my beliefs or anything that was against people that I love and I care about or people that need it. You know, I just wouldn't support it. You know, I think that everybody who supports, you know, even if you're buying a sandwich or buying a drink or buying an article of clothing, you are still putting something into them, and I just wouldn't support it. You know, that's just my opinion. But, again, I'm not turning this into a state of emergency show. That is tomorrow. So, go along, guys.
Before we end this, I have some things that I need to say, because being the child of two lesbians and watching my mother die, and watching my mother be with her partner for 35 years, and watching how my own family mistreated this woman that was with my mother till the day she died was just, it was horrible. And being that I am a gay man, my problem with this whole thing is that there is a separation from church and state. You get married in a church, but you still have to go to City Hall and fill out paperwork before your marriage is legit. So if you want to say that, okay, I don't have to be married in your church because I can get married anywhere, before we jump brooms, we did whatever we had to do to legalize it for us, because remember, at some point in time, we were considered cattle and we didn't really exist and we didn't really have rights, so our marriages then weren't legit. And then if I was a white man or a black man and I wanted to marry a white woman, there was a problem with that at some point in time. So if you continue to let government dictate who you can marry and who you can't marry, and we're going to always have these issues, there's going to be always going to be somebody that's going to be the victim of something. And it's just, you can feel how you feel. I've never really particularly liked Chick-fil-A before I knew their views on gay marriage. My thing is, I have a right. The same way I pay my taxes on time every year, I should have a right to get married to whomever I want to get married to. My spouse should have the right to come into my hospital room, hold my hand, and be there with me, and not have backlash from my family because they don't particularly care for my lifestyle. Okay, how dare you? How dare you tell me who I can sleep with, and tell me that because I sleep with them that it's wrong? If you're going to put a ban on gay marriage and you say that it's about it's disrespectful to God, then put a ban on divorce. Then if I can't get married, then you shouldn't get it. You shouldn't be able to get a divorce because your husband cheated on you or you cheated on your husband. Put a ban on divorce, and then watch how many people not want to get married.
Well, actually,
because if it's about it's really about God, then when you get married, you form the covenant to death do us part, not to I don't like this motherfucker no more.
Well, actually,
you
can actually get a divorce on the grounds of you not saying by God's law that you really don't get, you know. Okay. But for me, I understand. This is the thing. I say it like this, Jason. It didn't matter whether your mothers got married or not. Your family still wasn't going to matter with a piece of paper. Your mother knew that. For me, it's not really in. I understand that everybody has a thing with somebody saying it's the words. The word matters because of where it goes. I don't want to cause any more controversy than what it already is because I'm okay with it. How you overhaul, and I understand what Costa was saying, like it's the difference between civil unions and marriages and whatever, how we have to overhaul that situation or how we overhaul that for that to work for us or work in our favor, that's up to us. For me, I would not press gay marriage. For me, I listen to what you say, and I listen to people who've been in 20, 30-year relationships with their lovers or whatever, had children together just like you or whatever, just and lived there. And they say, I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to disrespect that institution. Do I believe in a civil united? Yes, certain things people need to be briefed on a little bit different than, you know, I think that certain stuff can be handled differently. I think sometimes as our people, we don't handle things correctly. I don't think we handle wills. I don't think we handle life insurance. I don't think we handle certain policies and constructs the way we're supposed to, even with marriage. That's straight or gay. Sometimes we do not handle things when it comes towards end-of-life policies or people being left in that situation where they're going to be left alone and you're going to be a surviving heiress or, you know, you're going to be a surviving inheritance for whatever the case may be. For me, like I said, I believe that it's a certain amount of responsibility that we personally need to teach each other about, like I said, last will and testaments, life insurance policies or whatever, those things, in order for us to understand how things work. I don't think we really talk about it. I don't think we focus on it as gays, and a lot of times we don't focus on it as African Americans. Child, how many times y'all done had funerals with somebody running around there trying to take up money just to bury somebody?
Well, Devin, they're not cutting you off, but let me say this to you. Okay, you talking about life insurance policies and stuff of that nature. I respect that. My mother left life insurance policies for her partner. Do you know that my aunt, and I watched this, now had my mother and my other mother been able to stand before whomever, exchange rings, and say I do, like my father and my stepmother were able to do, when my mother passed away, because my mother had siblings and my aunt didn't appreciate something, my aunt took her to court. And I don't have a problem sharing my family business, because this is upset. This is something that's dear to my heart. And I had to go to court, and we went to court, and I fought with my mother. Because my aunt tried to say, well, I am her I'm her sibling, and like the judge and like the lawyer said, you may be her sibling, but you are not her. You are no longer her immediate family. Her immediate family is this young man right here. So if anything, if I do anything, it's going to go to this young man right here, and what he does with it is on him. because he is now her immediate family. You are her sister, but now that she has children, they become her immediate family. Now, had that woman been able to be my mother's wife or partner, we wouldn't have had to go to court. So if you can have as much documentation as you want, if it's still that one little word, that one little word that means a hell of a lot to a lot of people.
Well, let me say this, okay, on my personal view on a lot of things, okay. Far as, you know, a marriage, far as whatever, whatever label you want to put it on. To me, at the end of the day, love is love. God, we have to realize that whoever we may call God, however way we may see God, whether we see God as a man, whether we see him as a woman, whether we see him as an entity or whatever it is, God is love. God is the creator that created everything in creation that we perceive now. And when we get out of the box of trying to put everybody in a man-made heaven and hell and dictate to them what is right and what is wrong and start living our own lives and stop trying to live everybody else's life for them, then maybe life will be a lot more simpler. Maybe life will be a lot more easier, and maybe life wouldn't be so complicated, because we as a human race, at the end of the day, we were made to rely on each other. We were made to love one another in some type of capacity. But somewhere along the lines, we have lost touch with the earth. We have lost touch with each other, and we have lost touch with what truly is love. Love is everything around us. We have to just realize that. Stop hating. Stop trying to judge. Stop trying to say what is right and what is wrong. And let's pick up the pieces and start living for our own selves every single day and stop worrying about what anybody else is doing in their closet. Whether you want to call it a civil marriage, whether you want to call it a civil union, whether you want to call it gay, whatever you want to call it, at the end of the day, it's love. I don't give a shit if you fall in love with another transgender, if you fall in love with a woman, a man, a whatever it is or what have you. If it is what makes you happy, we as a human race are the ones who are own demise. We put our own stipulations on ourselves. When we get out of that box and see the bigger picture, take off those rose glasses and stop judging each other and condemning each other and putting ourselves in hell and man-made heavens and things like that, then maybe we can live. This life wouldn't be so complicated if we weren't worrying about what somebody else was doing in their backyard.
Yeah, but you got to get it. Hold on.
Let me finish my thought. At the end of the day, I don't care what you do, what life you live, what your religion is, what color you are. As long as you accept me and treat me for who I am and what I give you, I don't care. I'm going to give you the same thing back, and I don't care what you are and what you do at the end of the day. I will be a friend to a dog. I will give anybody my last. I will give them the sweat off my back, because at the end of the day, I have been taught and raised to love and not see no color and not pass no judgment on anybody. This is what's wrong with the world. We have segregation, and the biggest thing that segregates us and the biggest thing that causes conflict between the human race is religion. All of these different religions, whether they man-made, whether they came up out of the sky, whether they came from wherever, is causing a separation and has caused a ripple in society and in between all of us. Let's wake up here, people, and get into the bigger picture.
Yeah, but what really is the bigger picture? Because I'm trying to clearly see what everybody's trying to say, and I'm not really seeing it, because the thing about it is that I don't live like everybody else lives, and it ain't even about judging. See, that's the thing about judging. Only God can judge. What a human gives is their own personal opinion, whether it be edible or whether what you just did or whether what I do or whether what Jason do. This is all a matter of opinion. At the end of the day, like you said, everybody's going to live their own life. So if people are not this savvy or into that or that savvy into that. People who actually do live free have a tendency to judge people and call them stuck up or snobbish or judging people, because that's just not the way it's supposed to be either. So it's really just a pot calling the kettle black if you really think about it, because just because I don't do this and I don't do that, oh, well, she's stuck up. Oh, well, she thinks she's better than people. Oh, she thinks she's better. Baby, listen, I just don't do what you do. I don't condemn it. Sure, I read it because I like to have fun. But at the end of the day, like you said, I really don't give a shit what you do. So what is the big deal for people who do support gay marriage versus the people who don't support it? I mean, whether it's supported or not, it's still an issue at the end of the day, because whether you and I are talking about it, whether you and I are the only ones talking about it, there are 10 million other people talking about this same very subject. It's being discussed in Supreme Courts, is being discussed by the Constitution, and is being discussed on Congress. So this subject is much bigger than all of us.
I wouldn't even want to live in a world where it's just gay, I mean, where it's just straight people, and that's it. Let me tell you something. I love to live in a world where it's diverse. I love to live somewhere where there's color. And there's not just black and white. I mean, like, who does that? I mean, come on, think about something now. People got people so closed-minded to believing that only straight people can enter into heaven. Are you serious?
No, nobody believes that, but at the same time, you really can't say.
No, a lot of people do believe that. Come on now.
I don't believe that at all.
Let's keep it real. You go into these so-called sanctified, delivered, pure as the driven snow, true vine, true holiness, Pentecostal churches, and what's the first thing they do when they see a gay person come up in there? They turn their nose to them, or they talking about them, they whisper about them, and they act like they holy, they're
well,
not all like this
what?
Shit don't
You
want to
know what? These people are no more brainwashed than the people in the boardroom scene who think that just because a girl steps out her house that she's supposed to look like some dom doll because she's a femme queen. I mean, think about what the boardroom scene is too. It's just as delusional as the church. So we all living in the same hand-to-hand type of situation. It's just in a different aspect. Because really, if you really think about it, the boardroom don't do nothing but break down and condemn people these days anyway.
That's true, too.
You ain't never in a perfect setting in the boardroom scene. And you just said so yourself before we talked about it. You know what I'm saying? I remember you saying the boardroom...
Incoming transmission.
Jason,
515-375. Yeah, I only got a few things to say. I mean, he asked what the bigger picture is. The bigger picture is being fair. I mean, you back in the day when we was in slavery, you had black people calling other black people niggers. You know what I mean? It's just about being fair.
But we got faggots calling other people faggots. So
and that's not right. That's not right to do that. That's not right to beat down your own people by calling somebody a fag. That's beating somebody down in your own community.
People who are infected with HIV and others know it, they're calling them out. They're calling them out on the internet. They're calling them out on phone lines. They're calling their other girlfriends to let them know that their girlfriend got the whatever. Oh, it's going down. So basically what you're telling me that the unfair, unbiased shit that's going on in the regular world that we see so unfit because of the sexuality or because of the marriage or because of whatever, we're not doing it within our own community? Because this is why I don't hang out with most of you, and it's no offense to you or anybody else on this line, but this is why I look at y'all when I go to the club and the ball and turn my head, because I'd rather not hear the analyzation that you came up with of me for that night anyway, because you really don't know me. So we've really been going through this cycle for an amount of years within our own community. So how about we stay within our community and fix the issue here instead of trying to go out and fix what's real out there? Because shit has already been real out there. What's going on here can be controlled because it's us interacting in it. But nobody's doing that, so we'd rather jump on the bigger picture about things that are going on than to deal with our own self. Because that's exactly
let's finish hearing what the caller had to say. Because the caller said they had a couple things to say. So go ahead, caller.
Yeah. I mean, that's like you going in somewhere and there's somebody telling you, you cannot come in here because you light skin. I don't believe in gay marriage myself, but I believe in fairness. So
you telling me that I can't get married because I'm gay and you just want to call it a civil union, that's not fair to me, because you're calling this person married. You're calling this person what they got, they love, marriage. And then you coming to me and saying, what you got is just a civil union. That's like you saying, oh, you can't come in this place because you're light-skinned, or you can't come in this place because you're dark-skinned. We've been discriminated against for so long, and somebody telling you that you can't get married because you're gay is not right and it's not fair. I don't believe in it, but it's not fair.
For me, it's, like I said before, for me, it's not a personal issue. It's the clarity of what it is. And when you start phrasing how much weight you personally put behind legislation is what matters. Most people have not even tried to put full weight behind a civil union anyway. So, I mean, I understand if people, you know, got their own issue with it. To me, they really haven't put the full weight behind a civil union. Do I agree with gay marriage?
Because there is no weight behind a civil union.
Let me say, when's the last time you talked to your legislator?
I haven't.
When's the last time you talked? Where are you from?
I'm from Ohio.
So when's the last time you talked to, say, for instance, Sherrod Brown? Because he's your senator, and he's a Democrat. I'm assuming that you're a Democrat, right?
Right.
Okay, Sherrod Brown is a senator from Ohio. Have you talked to Sherrod Brown about putting stronger legislation and stronger teeth into a civil union? Have you sent him a letter?
You know why I haven't? Because not even the whole gay community is behind gay marriage.
That's not important.
So
that's
what?
Stop. Y'all really wanted to do this. So let me go ahead and do what I do for real. So let's break it down a little bit further. You said that you have not done it because the entire gay community is not fully behind you. Have you decided to have meetings or organize or try to turn around and do real research about civil unions versus gay marriage?
No, I have not.
So how much of a difference is it between civil unions and gay marriage in your personal opinion?
Personal opinion, that's like somebody saying, oh, you got a civil union, but my mother and my father is married, but I got a civil union. It's not the same thing to me.
It's not the same thing. I would understand that you're saying that it's not the same thing to you, and I understand that you would like to have equal rights. And as much as I want everything to be equal, I haven't seen a whole lot of stuff that's equal yet.
Okay, let me tell you this. I've been in a relationship for 7 years. My lover, he got cancer. His mother doesn't support what we do. So when I went up to the hospital, she told me that I am not allowed to go in the back to see him. Why? Because I couldn't say nothing to her because she is the one that's like, that's his mother. So she told me I am not allowed to go in the back to see him. But if we had the papers and we were married, I would tell her, no, you're not allowed to go in the back to see him. I'm his husband. So to me, it's just about being fair.
Has anybody that see this as a problem? Because you know there are states that, you know, like Canada and certain places that you can go and get married. Has anybody even seeking out the fact that you could just go to another state and just get married?
But you got
but when I get back to Ohio, it does not matter in Ohio.
It doesn't matter because they won't have get married in Vermont and come back to Ohio and it still wouldn't be legal.
Right. Okay. But in Ohio. Okay. Let's put it like this: when people get together, I've seen married people engaged, and all of these things move to different places to go certain places. So if you know that this is what you're seeking out and this is what you want to do, and I understand what you're saying, Ohio may be your hometown, this is where your heart is, this is where he lives, your family's there. I completely understand that. But when it comes to marriage, and you got so much of a love for a person, I've had that love. You love somebody so much to where you basically would do anything. You willing to give them, your last or whatever the case may be. What is wrong with getting up, y'all two getting together, discussing the fact of moving to somewhere that allows this and just going to live there?
Well, Mark, sometimes it's not that easy for people to just pick up and move.
To do that. always in the car. I should be able to do it in Ohio if I want to.
I can understand where his situation comes in because his husband is sick. So when you got that, you can't just simply uproot somebody because with cancer, a lot of situations is stress. Most diseases, as we all know, is mostly stress. So he really can't just jump up and move and go to another city and say, like I said, I understand what people do, and I understand when people start saying that it's a situation. My thing is I would like to see stronger legislation put into civil unions. I would love to see that. But we as a people that have come together or designed this idea of just saying, well, we'll take on the civil union responsibility of it and hopefully we'll push into the gay marriage thing, I would personally start saying that it's time for us to fit stronger legislation. You should be able to go and see your prospective husband. That is horrible because you don't know how in shape they are.
I want to say something. I want to say that homosexuality, whatever you want to call it, has been around since the beginning of time.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, it's something that's been a part of human nature. Okay, the problem, I believe, the separation began is when people started seeing what they felt as though was right and what was wrong. We live in a vast world and a society that we live in. For it to be one particular way and just only one way would be so boring. Things wouldn't be so colorful. People wouldn't, you know, have certain breakthroughs in certain situations. You know, let me tell you something. It's straight people, yes, they know how to do hair, but there's a lot of gay people that know how to do hair. They know how to do makeup. They know fashion sense. We are very talented. We are very eclectic people when it comes to a lot of situations. We definitely know how to adapt to certain situations and everything like that. So on one hand, we're helpful to a lot of people, but on the other hand, they want to condemn us. I'm so sorry. You can live
I think they more condemn us based on the Bible's version of homosexuality. Some people are just ignorant to a lot of different things. I'm ignorant to a lot of different things, so I condemn them. I mean, as opposed to me not doing them, I condemn them. I'm not going to sit up here and lie and make it like a faulty, you know, try to make somebody else look like the bad guy. I have not done certain things sexually in a lifetime. People look at me like, okay, well, what the fuck is wrong with you? You 31 years old, you never did this, you never did that, you're lying. I just haven't, you know what I mean? And it's not to be like, you know, to my nose up to it, but I'm ignorant to it. And it's the same thing with certain people that just don't understand homosexuality. When you don't do certain things, sometimes you don't understand them. That's not everybody. Fortunately for you, Naima, you have a very, you know, vivid imagination and a very, you know, worldly mind. So that's a great thing. But some of us don't possess that, and that's what stops us. Like you said, it stops us in our tracks, and it's like we don't live. But some of us are okay in our little sheltered little, you know, mine or whatever the case may be, a little, you know, shelter, little hut or whatever. We're comfortable there. So it's more of a, oh, well, you don't get into this versus, oh, well, you do all of that. You know, everybody is different. We live in a society where certain things are accepted and certain things are not. And it's been like that as well since the beginning of time. You know what I mean? They wrote the Constitution. They wrote it the way they wanted to write the amendments. All of that shit was written the way they wanted to write it. We're never going to have those particular rights to everything, but we are reaching certain plateaus with different things. I mean, who would ever thought we'd had a president? Whoever thought we would have been able to get married, even in certain states, come out and have certain events that we have. I mean, I think that I'm not saying that like society has accepted us at all, but what I'm saying is that we've gotten more, you know, it's been a little bit more lenient. So instead of looking at the negative stuff all the time, the fighting, the wars and all of this other stuff, the negative, why don't we look at the positive things that are going on within the community? I mean, some of us actually love each other, you know what I'm saying, as family. We look at each other as family. We may be in houses and all of this stuff, but we have friends and real family and real friends outside of that as well. We don't never look at that, though. We always look at, child, she's always trying it. Oh, child, she looks fierce. This is what our community is based on. So the same way this young man just called in and say unfair, we're being unfair to each other. all the time. We just had this discussion about a ball best dressed. That was unfair to just about everybody on this phone, but other people seen it different.
But you know what, though? I look at life, you know, totally different. Like, you know, whatever religion you are, whatever you are, to me, I just don't care because I'm sorry, I'm too busy trying to live my life. And I don't believe that whole thing of you only get one life and that's it, and then you know, and you die and go to hell, and you die and go to hell. This world has been spinning billions of years. So just to say that you only live one lifetime and you don't evolve or you don't move on or whatever the case may be is a lie to me. We have to get out of this condition of believing one way and only living one way or what have you, and thinking there's nothing else. There's a bigger picture here. I'm sorry, it just isn't. I just don't believe that. And when it comes to religion, that's a whole nother subject and a whole nother day with me, because I will get in here and we will go in when it comes to religion.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's not really.
We don't have to go in. You know what I mean? Like, why can't they? You know, obviously we know why, because of what they read and then you know, what their beliefs are, and that's fine. And just like ours are, you know, well, y'all not the only people that could do this. We're homosexuals. We got rights too. I mean, we're all fighting the fight.
The reason why religion plays a big role like this, Mark, is because religion, all of these religions around the world, is what's creating the separation
and
between
the
everybody.
And the negativity. I totally agree with you 100%. I do believe that a lot of Christians and a lot of people that go to different churches and follow certain, you know, practices, I do believe that they condemn not only just gay people, but just certain people, period, that's not a part of their pack. And like I said, we're all doing it, but we're not looking at it that way because they're condemning us as a community, as the gay community. But within the gay community, I see it all the time. We are tearing each other apart. So if we can start here, maybe we can work on not having to worry about what those people think about us, because we're comfortable all with ourselves. It can't possibly be, because we keep tearing each other down and keep, you know, dishing out certain things to each other. This is just a vicious cycle that just keeps going around and around and around. It's never going to end. It's just going to end, that vicious cycle.
Well, Naima, I'm going to make myself perfectly clear. Like, I understand everything you're saying, and it was just a passionate subject with me, because a lot of people look at me as, they'll be like, oh, my God, I cannot believe you think like that. But what they don't understand is I'm kind of like Devin. We're on the same page. I look at a lot of stuff literal versus what everybody else is saying, like the young man calling said it's not fair. Now, say, for instance, they switched it up. If they would have just switched it up and say, we're not going to call it gay marriage. We're going to say civil union so gay people can have rights for their lover. And that man say, I don't support civil union. Now I know that it's not his belief. He's just against gay people. The man said he's not against gay people. He just don't believe in it was a word. It's what he believed that marriage is. So that's the same way I believe, because wouldn't that make me a hypocrite to not support Chick-fil-A when I have the same beliefs as the person that said it? That would make me a hypocrite. So my thing is, I'm being honest with myself and being truthful, saying that I understand where he was coming from, but if they would have changed it to, we're going to now make civil unions, and that man say, I don't believe they should have civil unions, now I would not support his business. I would not support anything dealing with him, because you don't support gay people, period. He was just looking at the meaning of the word marriage. And I look at a lot of stuff literal, and a lot of people took it and ran with it. And then you got some gay people that's just being rebellious and saying, no, we want to call it marriage because, you know, my mom and my daddy called it marriage. But, okay, if you want to get right for your loved one, take all the sting out of it. Civil union, if people do their research, civil union, marriage, same right. We just got to fight for them. But if you take the marriage off, it'll make it go quicker. Why do you have to be something that is the meaning of someone else's belief? You don't have to call it a marriage. You know, you're just doing that because what you was raised in, if you love somebody and that's the person you want to be with, y'all are going to be married. That's what you was raised to believe. Why y'all can't be together and just be a union and get rights for that person? So I'm not saying that, you know, I understand everything you're saying, and I'm not going against that. But a lot of people fault me for saying that I'm against gay marriage. It's not saying I'm against gay people. I'm just against it because of what the meaning of that word is. But I would damn want to have benefits for the person that I love. So I just wanted to make myself clear with that because I know this is a radio and blog talk, and people might be like, J-Rock is fucking crazy. Or, no, I would be hypocritical to say that I don't support the man because we are both Christians. But if he one day say that he's against civil union, now I know that he's against the gay community.
Well, you know what? Speaking of Christians, and you brought up Christians, you know, the biggest thing that a lot of these fake Christians the mark is Christianity. Jesus Christ, when it came to Christianity, he loved everybody. He chilled with everybody. He hung out with everybody. And no other person was greater to him in his eyes. So therefore, when these so-called Christians want to look down on people, want to judge people, say what's right and what's wrong, the total mark that they're missing is Christ was about love. He was about forgiveness. When it came to that woman, when he was like, if any man stand here that's without any sin, cast the first stone, and you saw how everybody put that stone down, and he picked that woman up, and he said, come on, honey. He said, I forgive you this day, and she walked with him. You're not going to, that's the big thing that everybody's missing here. Everybody want to judge, and everybody want to say that's not the Christian way and shit like that. But damn it, God loved every fucking body. Jesus chilled with every doggone body. Let's stop the motherfucking bullshit and let's call it what it is.
Why did he do it?
Why did who do what?
You said he did it, so I mean, I'm asking you, why did he do it?
Why did Jesus do what? Took the woman from out of that crowd that they was getting ready to stone?
All of it.
All of
well,
what?
Well, we really only got 7
everything.
Minutes left. So,
I mean, okay,
he did everything
no,
for the civil
matches
because
when
the main
gets
reason
point
why
about what
he
it is
did
that they talk-
what he did to answer your question, why he did what he did was because of the key word that I said in the beginning, love. He loved humanity.
And it wasn't
he
about
loved
the
us.
Idea that it was, a, and it wasn't about the idea that he would become so conformative to the law that they forgot what the law was.
Excuse me?
I gotta let this one go. I can't really do this one.
No, I'm not
doing that because of that. I'm doing it because of the reason why y'all say it. And it's always one of these things why everybody keeps forgetting exactly where that mission comes in. That whole commission is about actually getting people to it was about people getting saved and being converted to believe that God is to believe that Jesus and God is the only one. So when people start getting into this whole entire idea, the law had become old-fashioned. People had gotten more invested into the law than they had gotten to the idea of what you actually said, love thy neighbor. At the end of the day, it's still about the death and resurrection. So when people get into the death and the resurrection part, the ascension into heaven, the descension of the Holy Ghost, and then you get into that whole entire idea of what it is that you must be due to be saved and believe that Jesus Christ is the only Son. Okay.
Like I said, it's a whole nother day, so we need to wrap this up.
No, because when people start saying this stuff, they always forget the whole entire mission of the reason why he came. It's not so much about this whole entire love thing. When we get into this whole entire, yes, it's about love, that's the first element. The second part of that element is the fact that he didn't want anybody lost or going to hell. So when you get to this point when y'all start missing this whole, well, I'm going to run after somebody else, or I'm going to start talking about folk in the church, I'm not opposed to that because I got a problem with folks in the church too. I got a whole lot of problems with folks in the church.
Okay, well, we can say this is a state of emergency, so we need to wrap this up. Because,
all right,
because
y'all just, because when you start getting into that theory, it's a gag.
Anyway, Mr. Man said, honey, he enjoyed the show tonight, but, honey, we was a bunch of crabs in a barrel. I just wanted to key on that.
So, in the next 5 minutes, can somebody get Alan Meekly on his phone for me, please?
You are upset because you're concerned. Because
I'm no longer concerned. I'm afraid
that if Nicole
does not have a house, she may just, I don't know what she's going to do because she just needs a house. So
you really with them?
She got options. She could go
play.
You all heard them say they only tolerated them. So come on.
Oh, shit. You know what? It's 4 minutes left
heard
to the
anybody
show.
Say they only tolerate
it. I am not filing no Meekleys or no Allens. I'm doing it. Good night, everybody.
Y'all some late bitches.
How is that late? How is that possibly late that we don't know the current status of the world? I would think that when we tune in tomorrow
I was on the other side of the universe.
No, you wasn't.
Yes, I was.
No, you wasn't. You was in the Dominican Republic.
That's the other side of the universe for a time.
That's barely a different time zone.
And you know what?
You know what? I'm a fuck coaster up for posting up the marriage. And
okay, well, I would just like to say that I enjoyed talking with everybody tonight. Yes, I enjoyed the show, of course, with you as usual. I enjoyed this discussion with everybody. I love the fact that we were able to discuss many different topics tonight and still agree to disagree. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. You thought we were going to have an probably. But I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow.
Yeah,
when,
I think we need to
on Jasmine's show tomorrow.
Jasmine, what is the topic for tomorrow's? Y'all better hurry up and go.
State of emergency. Yes, tune in tomorrow night for the state of emergency where we will be discussing. Well, one of the things I want to discuss on the state of emergency is change. Something that I have been talking to Jasmine about while I was away is change.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
And go to hell, you faggot, Mr. Corky.
Come on, you need to wrap this
Corky.
Up and say your goodbyes here.
Well, tomorrow one of the things I want to talk about in the State of Union is change and body image and how and why do we do some of the things we do to try to please other people when are we really just really trying to please ourselves.
Oh, yeah, and everybody
is going to be the State of Emergency show where we will be doing a summer recap of all the bullshit that happened this summer.
So basically,
she said tune in for London's Tea Party Part 2 where we will actually bring the shade that y'all so desperately begged us for.
Everybody say goodnight. You only got a few seconds. It's going to hang up.
Good night. I'm glad to be back. I missed all of you.
Hey, Rob.
Are you there?